Blog Talk Radio.
On the board, they got a new button that's called Kevin Hart. And so I hit it just to see what it's talking about, but let me introduce everybody. Good afternoon. It is, again, Monday, and you with Jay Barnes on Monday Night Madness and Grudge Inc. It's 8:02. I'm running a little bit late. I see the board is full. We got a lot of people. I don't know. We got a lot to talk about tonight, I guess. Y'all know all last week. And I was on the hot seat. And I don't plan sitting before Congress and the Senate testifying no more. No time soon anyway. And hold on, let me get some help in there. I think I see someone got their hand up. Showtime Beard, is that you?
I just want to know, are you grudgy? You know, you sat on the hot seat, and, you know, it seems like you're going to fold under pressure. I want to know, are you still
grudging? Hey, I'm scared to say it. They told me that some people who said they were grudging for life, they feel alive, but they ain't grudging. So I'm scared to say it.
So you know what that means? They lied. That's all they did.
They lied.
They said they was grudging down to their socks. So yeah. Evidently they ain't got socks on, or they just a liar.
That's how you make it tonight.
Hey, Jay, I'm on my way from work. Just put in my 11 hours at the dealership.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'm on my way home.
Well, listen, man, I've got some calls and stuff. I don't want to speak on it, but they say they got some crazy stuff going on other shows. And, I don't know about all that. But what I can talk about is, what's going on in this show. So,
We just don't worry about Grudge Inc. business. We're going to let the outside agitators and instigators let them stay on the outside of the fence, you know?
Yeah. Well, I tell you now, I got to let everybody know I'm very appreciative. I have had calls from all over the country, and I'm talking about from New Jersey to Miami to Washington, D.C., New Mexico, everywhere where everybody have came on, and they said, stay the course, that the guy, that this complaining, this whatever this thing, that this witch hunt, or whatever you want to call it, is not, has no validity. and that they want us to just stay the course and hang in there. Because I got to tell you, we have had a lot of more people here since the interrogation by Congress and Senate, and the Senate, you know, people who want to be, who want to pledge grudging. And, we're going to have that show coming up next week where we get a lot of these guys on. We are growing more in the Northeast. You know, we got a lot of people out of the Northeast has called. I want to give them time. I don't want to call them out because I don't know if they, you know, I'm giving time to think about what they're saying, you know, because once you take the plunge, you know, you grudge in. You know how that going to be. And it's going to draw
out
people.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, Now, not getting into no detail, how did you see the scenarios that went down last week? I mean, what was your, you know, I asked all the questions, you know. Now, tell me, what was the purpose and what did it show?
Well, Jay, I mean, to be totally honest, I wasn't on the show to listen to the questions that were asked and the way that you, you know, where you answer them. I can't speak on that because I didn't hear it for myself. But what I took out of all that was said and all that was done, I do want to say this, and let me make sure that this is clear. As more people done join Grudge Inc. and still a part of Grudge Inc. that done left Grudge Inc. So out of all that was said and all that was done, we are stronger today than what we was a couple months ago. So we still have more people wanting to be a part of Grudge Inc. They believe in what we're doing than those that were a part that is no longer with us. So I do want people to understand that anytime you start a business, anytime you start an organization, you're going to have defect. You're going to have people to leave. You're going to have people that don't agree with some of the things that you're trying to do. You're not going to agree with some of the things that is being done within the organization, and they are free to leave. But that does not mean that the organization is not going to strive and become bigger and better. Because everybody that started with Apple, everybody that started with Facebook, everybody that started with Pepsi and McDonald's and Coca-Cola are not still with those companies. But those companies are still around. So I said all that to say what I took out of last week is that we're stronger today than we was last year at this time. Do you agree?
Oh, I definitely agree. Last year this time, just so people can understand the numbers, last year at this time, we were making a we celebrated the fact that, one, we had a successful year financially, but above that, that we had got to the point of having 200,000 listeners month. And, you know, and that was at that time, that was 1 year in, and we had reached 200,000. Now, Beers, looking at the numbers as we speak, right now as we speak, Grudge Inc. has 660,000 listeners a month. That's 2 years in. Now,
that's called growth. That's called growth, Jay.
That's called growth. Exactly. That's called growth. You know? And we've added new people along the way. You know, I mean, how many, you know, we got, we've been featured as some, you know, as some folks was hating on some other people saying about a particular person that they paid to get in National Magazine. Grudge Inc. has been in national mainstream publications, highlighted, and we didn't have to pay. We were the highlight. We were the topic of conversation. we have been invited into one of the most mainstream racing events in the country. I know it was most well known, you know, and we got growth. And my point is, and this is some of the things that people keep calling me. The only thing we're saying is, if you want to be a part of this movement, and our movement is about team working together to accentuate our assets and to draw in corporate sponsors. And if you want to be a part of it, come on. We welcome you. But if you don't, leave us alone. I mean, why is that so hard?
Well, I can back that up by saying that the first time that I know for you to come up north was to an event in Wisconsin. And it was our King of the Street event in Wisconsin, which is the Grove. And that magazine, hopefully I can say it, Drag Illustrated, had not the event in the magazine article, but a car that I had raced the boy out of Chicago named Ice Cube, grudge race, was about a $10,000 grudge race. Didn't have the event in there, but had grudge race in Drag Illustrated, which was the old black raggedy Malibu I had that was the boys ducking along. Whoop, the first time Grudge came to Indiana, I forgot the name of the Malibu, but it was in Drag Illustrated. So, and it was actually about Grudge Inc. and had nothing to do with the event that we were in, but it had to do with Grudge Inc.
Right. So here it is. Now, just so happened, we're in Wisconsin, and you know grudge racing was not popular, but look what happened. All of a sudden, a local grudge match get national publicity.
Yeah.
Who do we owe that to, Abid?
We got to owe it to Grudge Inc. because Grudge Inc. is who invited the world-renowned photographer and I guess the other guy was the editor. I don't know his position, but I do know that Grudge Inc. invited the world-renowned photographer John Moore up there, which was a doorway to that magazine. And the Malibu and Cube's Grand National was a part, and everybody in the country that bought that magazine went through the whole magazine, read about that particular grudge race.
All right. And so, and since then, Grudge Inc. and the people that associated with Grudge Inc. has been listed in the magazine. They look forward to our events, you know, more and more. And but nobody, you know, but we got people that don't want to get a prop, you know, that want to, and not that we're asking for them, but they got so much hate that they don't understand the things that we're doing to uplift grudge racing. I mean, how, you know, grudge racing, I guess, I got folks that, you know, people want to get
text.
Huh? Yeah, but I get all kinds of texts. Yeah, I get all kinds of texts. They want to. But the thing is, let me ask you this now. Naturally, Biz, I'm asking this question to you because you own. Okay, naturally, how did people around the country know who the number one son is?
I mean, through the promotions of Grudge Inc. I mean, Grudge Inc. highlighted him, highlighted what he was doing, and, you know, and I'm not being funny, he highlighted him so much, and he wasn't doing nothing, but just being, you know, what I mean by that is he was just talking. He was just talking, putting his name out there, telling people what he going to do, how he going to do it, and He got 10,000 fans. Some people liked his swagger. Some people liked how he was carrying himself. And then he got 20,000 haters saying that he ain't going to do nothing. He's a videographer. He ain't no racer. He just like to just talk.
He's a video vixen.
With him just, you know, doing what he do and saying what he's saying and Grudge Inc. being behind him and being that pilot for what he likes to do, what he loves to do, which is a hobby, put him in the forefront and let everybody see him.
And he already told me that he's going to wreak havoc on the number one stunner told me he's going to wreak havoc on Team SBO, Boost 12, Turbo GT, you know.
Yeah.
I mean.
Hey, we had a talk today. I don't know what's going on, but Turbo GT put a video up with me and him racing when I first got Lil Junior, got him straight. He beat. And I said, you know what? I may not have a car this summer. I don't know what I'm going to do yet with my racing program, but I said, I will bring DJ Grant up north. Grudge Inc. will have DJ Grant up north. And whatever I don't do, he will do. And they got to saying that, you know, they can't wait. They can't wait for DJ. They think DJ's a play pretty. They think DJ a play pretty for real.
I don't know, man. DJ Grant is renowned all over the country. And this, I'm still talking about Team SBO now, but let me ask you this. You know, Aaron, and what's Aaron's other name? Not the one that...
Effin and Teddy?
No, Aaron Whitecracker.
That Aaron, okay.
Aaron with Whitecracker, I was trying to think of the name of the... It's the other name. The car got two names, White Cracker and another one. I can't remember, but the Aaron, you know, they got trouble already. SVO does. They got trouble with White Cracker on their tail. You know, I mean, the guys in the South got some serious issues with the guys in the North. I mean,
they do. They don't think the guys in the North really, you know. I mean, that's the problem that the guys in the North always have and had. And, you know, the last couple of years it has changed a little bit. You know, we know that we can run. Well, I don't even know if I can say we anymore. I used to say we. So, you know, I'm associating myself with the guys up North, but the guys up North with the guys like Kimo and Danye and Wayne, you know, feel like, you know, take the great, feel like they can run with the guys down south if it's apples for apples, you know? So,
Well, listen, I got to get, you know, one of my partners that helped me out on Monday nights, you know, Kid, you know, he always sitting there and, you know, I got to get his opinion on this thing, dude. Let me see if I can find Kid. Kid, how you making it, Kid? How the hang? Are you out there, Kid?
Yeah, I'm here, Jay. I mean, I'm thawing out, Jay. But you know, I'm here. What's happening, Biz?
Yeah, listen,
what's up, kid?
Kid, what's the weather like, man? I mean, what's the weather like up there, man? Hold on, before you tell me, I got shorts and t-shirts on, man. You know, it was cold down here, but today I walked around the house with shorts and t-shirts on. So, what's the weather like up there, kid?
I'm gonna tell you, Jay. Last week it was below zero and shit, but today, man, I took the long johns off. You know, it was about 40, about 51 degrees.
Me and the thing. You know, we're talking about. I want to ask you a question. You know, I had to come before Congress. And the Senate. I had to come before the Congress and the Senate last week.
Oh, yeah, I heard.
And,
I missed it.
And I mean, what is your thoughts on it? I mean, why was I called to come before Congress and the Senate. I mean, 2 days. I had 2 days of questions. And I have to admit now, let me tell you this. The moderators, I'm going to give them props. I think that BET did an excellent job at the way he handled, you know, and I think that I heard that he got some backslaps because of how well he handled it. In other words, you know, I mean, the man spoke what he felt, and it was support. And Willie Dawg, reluctantly, but he couldn't guard the truth either, so he came through. So, I mean, what do you think this whole thing is about, man? Why do they keep trying to bring me? Why are they trying to keep, you know, put me on the stake and burn me? What's up with that?
Well, you know how it is, Jay. You got a lot of haters out here in the world, which makes the world go around. And people want to be in your shoes, but they're afraid to step up to the plate. That's what it's all about. They don't got the heart to step up to the plate.
Are you really telling me that America, in today's where a man is a man, can do what he want to do, that they prefer to attack as opposed to stand up and do, you know, take the lead?
Yep. And this is 2014, and I'll be damned if 2016 you'll run into the same shit.
I don't understand
you will,
it, man.
You will run into the same shit. You got haters out here that wants to hate, but they don't want to step up to the plate.
Yeah.
They want to see you fail. That way they can kind of get dodge that and see if they can find them an avenue just to, you know, try to do better. You know, but, hey, it is what it is.
But let me ask this question. How does it benefit somebody? How does my failure benefit, if anything, if I succeed, then it should help them succeed? So how do my failure help them succeed?
Well, see, they don't want to see you succeed, Jay. That's the whole thing. They don't want you to succeed. That's what it's all about.
And you got to look at it like this. Jealousy fuels hatred. So the hatred part, the hatred is not first. It's the jealousy part that we are accomplishing, as Grudge Inc. families, accomplishing something that a lot of people have been wanting to do, but didn't really have the vision and the patience to do what we're doing on the scale that we're doing it. Because what we're trying to do, Mostly guys in Grudge Racing are just local. You know, a lot of people are just local. They only know locally or regionally. And what we're doing is something national. You know, this is the first time where the gap is being bridged between the North and the South.
Right.
You know, so the jealousy part comes in, and then the offspring of that is hatred. So they're jealous of you first. And then once that jealousy kicks in, then they're going to hate what you're doing. So I say take it as a compliment.
Exactly.
Let it fuel your
realistically, the people, you know, we've got a lot of calls that came in. A lot of people have really, really, I guess because we were under attack, it made them show more support, and that's why I appreciate it. I mean, realistically, it just brought out more support, you know. The other thing, I have an engineer. Engineer, if you can, I got a couple of people I want you to call for me, engineer. I got an engineer that's helped me out, being that's kind of working the boards a little bit. So I'm trying to break in a new engineer. Well, he ain't new, but just trying to break him in on a board that got activity.
Okay.
but listen, 2014, we got some things that's coming up that's going to prove to be, I think, going to prove to be good. I want to let everybody know that the Grudge Inc. first race is March the 15th at No Problem Dragway. And Grudge Inc. will be invading Louisiana, no problem, Dragway. And I tell you that we will have Showtime Beers will be there. Wayne, Never Scared Racing, will be there. Gunye will be there. Cold Killer will be there. DJ Grant, if he got DJ Grant, if he has
oil pressure,
will be there. You know, and a list of others. I don't want to get too far because I got to tell y'all about the most stuff later on in the show. So, but what we're looking for y'all that don't know, one of our new recruits that go by the name of the Grudge Inc. Small Block Mafia, which is ran by Eyes and James and Jim West. You know, there's a you know, they are pledging to come down and take over Louisiana. The Jolly Rancher car, by Big Dave, the number four car in the country, and the number one small block car in the country, based on the ratings. You know, obviously he's gonna have to dance with Wayne a little bit. So there's gonna be some issues, you know, between these small blocks. Also, the Arkansas boys, who I would ask this question, Ives, with the Small Block Mafia, Grudge Inc. Small Block Mafia, according to him, told me he had whooped Dane Hine four times in 2013, and Ives did not even make the top 100 list, but Arkansas made it up to, I don't remember the number, but I think number 38 or number 48 or something to that. And I want to know how, if he whooped them that many times, you know, how did they make it to that point? And then I'm gonna add to that. Then King Scooby said he also whooped them three times, and you know, and they within close proximity. So, Biz, how did this thing work? How did y'all come up with this thing, Biz? How in the world did Arkansas?
That means he got more fans than I, because it was ordered upon by the fans, and he did himself a disservice when he whooped them. He should have made more hoopla about it. He should have got on every radio show and told everybody what he did. You can't just whoop a man and don't say nothing about it. You know, because when he whooped you, he gonna let the world know. So, for 2014, people need to know, when they lay somebody down, and every chance a person get on the show and let everybody know who you laid down, so we can keep a record of it. So, if we hear you whooping somebody four, five times in 1 year, it's always going to be on our mind when it's vote time.
That's true now. That's true. Now, let me ask you this. You heard about the Grinding Town. You know, they did. You know, they ranked pretty high on the list, even though they had some victories over you, but they pretty much, in a national sense, I think they took their share of losses. But they traveled, and so they ranked high. They rank high up on the list. I mean, you know, and so what got them to their position? What is the key that got them to where they are?
I got them to their position. Let's make no mistake about it. You know how they say, you come do something with me, I'm going to make you famous? I made them famous. They whooped on me three times in 1 day. When you whoop a man three times in 1 day, damn it, when I supposed to have been the king of the North, I done went down to Macon and whooped Jimbo, went down there and whooped Bud Naked, then turn around a couple months later and lose to a person three times in one event. I made him famous, Jay. I hate to say it.
You made him famous.
I made him famous.
So they owe that thanks. They owe that thanks to you, Bill.
Yes, sir. My check should be in the mail.
Now, but now, you know, I can't help but so they traveled, Bill. They did travel. That helped a lot.
A whole lot.
And I think they got some. I think one of the things that they got also was they did some.
They will race.
Oh yeah, they will definitely race without a doubt. I'm looking up something here on the computer, trying to see where I'm at with that. You know. No, let's go back to we're still talking, you know, since we're talking about that division, for folks that don't know, that's Division Three. And again, I hate to say it, but, you know, well, I don't hate to say it. The reason that we break this thing up into divisions is because we want to share time and talk about everybody that's important. And we don't want to leave out nobody. So by talking about divisions, that helps. So, I want to discuss Division Three. And I always got to argue with calling out. I got to call out the top 10 cars. The number one car in Division 3 is Fade to Black. Who drives that car?
Donnie.
All right. Johnny Quick. What's Johnny Quick? Do he have a name for his car? It's number two.
Not that I know of.
The number three car in the Midwest, Division 3, is Ground and Pound, the Malibu. Ben, you know them personally.
Intimately.
But Ben, now let me ask this. The number 14 is Team SVO. So now, how is it that Round and Pound, you know, is ahead of Team SVO? And we know Team SVO turned out to be a shootout king, a real shootout king now.
Well, Jay, SVO kind of got started more towards the end of the year with what they were doing. Ground and Pound started off around this time last year, around when Grudge Inc. went to Lena. So that's when Ground and Pound basically started. They was at the Grudge Inc. banquet, you know, and they was racing, you know, around this time last year where the SBO, you know, that came out later in the year.
What do you think going to happen? I mean, Team SBO right now is fourth in their division, and nationally, I think they're somewhere in the 30s nationally.
I think they're going to be number two next year. I think unless a team out of Detroit just come up and just wreck havoc, SVO will be he's gonna leap Johnny Quick, and he may leap. Only reason I would say he gonna leap Ground and Pound is because the caliber of people that SVO gonna run. He's gonna run the DJ Grants. He's gonna run the Waynes, the Johnny Quicks, the Jimbos. He's gonna Ryan Davis. He's gonna run all the so-called faster cars on 28s. So it's gonna give him more and more pub if he wins. So it's like this: SDO gonna be number two, or they gonna be number 20. One or the other.
So he's gonna come out, you know, it's gonna be a home run or he's gonna strike out. One or the other.
Yeah, one or the other.
Now, do you foresee, and I'm just throwing this out there, do you foresee SVO challenging the number one car in Division Three, the number three car in the nation?
He's gonna have to beat Donnie two to three times this year to take over Donnie's slot. If they go 1-1, if they go 1-2, their favor. Say they go 2-1 with Donnie, or 2-1, their favor Donnie. Danye still gonna get the nod. They gonna have to punish Danye. They gonna have to beat Danye two times to none or three times to one to actually leap over Danye.
So now that's what you telling me what SVO have to do to take over number one. But tell me what Fade to Black, Showtime most wanted. What can he do to lose his number one? I mean, just in general.
Oh, he's gonna have to be Cold Killer.
If he run Cold Killer now and lose again, will he still be number one in Division Three?
Yeah, he'll still be number one in Division Three. There ain't nobody else.
So
in
my question
three,
I'm asking you is, what would have to happen for Danye to lose his number one status in Division Three? What events have to happen for him to lose that status?
He's got to lose to somebody in Division Three 2 to 3 times. If nobody in the Midwest, I don't think nobody in the Midwest ran. Turbo GT got clucked upside the head by Danye, but really, did nobody in the Midwest want to run Danye last year? Danye ran most people outside of the Midwest. So if don't nobody run Danye in the Midwest, And he just races the people outside of the Midwest, his status is not going to drop in the Midwest because his aura would be everybody scared of him. They won't run him. So somebody in the Midwest will have to beat him for him to drop out of the Midwest. And then for him to go from 3 to 1, he got to be Cold Killer.
So naturally, what about if he whoop if he whooped 901 King Kong, which is the number two car, what would that do for him?
Nothing.
So the board will stay like it is. That won't change nothing. If he whooped that,
won't change nothing because Wick gonna run 50 times with King Kong. Ain't gonna change nothing.
So the only way nationally he can move up is to take out Cold Killer.
Got to take out Cold Killer.
Now, let me ask that question. What can Cold Killer do to lose number one? And right now, we're still talking about, you know, in the top 100. This ain't got nothing to do with the Grudge Racer of the Year. So to all the people that's freaking out and going crazy, you know, the Grudge Racer of the Year won't be voted on and announced until the February 8th banquet, and it has not been voted on. So for all the people that's going crazy, calm down. So we're just talking about the top 100 list right now in the country. So, but now going back to you, Biz, kid, you can weigh in anytime you want now. But
oh, okay.
Let's go back.
Live action. That's it. Live action.
If Cold Killer take another loss right now, let's just say if Real Tree whoop Cold Killer right now, what will happen to the ranking on the top 100?
Stay the same.
If he takes two losses, it'll stay the same.
Stay the same. The only way he gonna drop is he can't drop if a person 3-4 down. Because somebody got to jump over. If Lethal Weapon beat Cold Killer, Lethal Weapon ain't going number one. They just didn't have the right tune in that race. Only a person that's gonna have to take a number one is gonna have to be a number one. Only way he loses a number one spot is what everybody say he running from, and that's live action.
All right, now you're pulling me down. Now, I wanted to finish up my Midwest list, but I got it now. So let me ask you this: how have live action become such a force? And they haven't raced. I think they only had two races in 2000 and
two grudge races that I'm aware of in 2013. So how is this thing becoming such a all about live action?
Their supporters. It's just like politics. When you got a whole bunch of people rallying behind somebody, they be making them better than what they are, or what they're rallying about is truth. Live action have a lot of supporters. They telling everybody, this is the car to beat, this is the car to beat. And if everybody running from them, then the perception is, this must be the car to beat. This must be the car to beat. Now, I don't like my, now I'm going to be honest with you. Live action like a 315 drag ready. Cold killer like a 29W slip. Now, if one person picked the track, the other person picked the tire. If they want to run on 315, no problem. Come on over to Macon. Come on over to Hattiesburg. Come on over wherever. But, hey, you come on over to Holly Springs, okay, you want your track. I ain't throw you a slick on. You can't have both. You can't have your cake and eat it, too. You can't pick the track and the tire. If one get the track, other one get the tire. One get the tire, other one get the track. You know?
Now, in that scenario you just named, if one get the track and the other one get the tire, who do you foresee winning?
I don't know, Jake. I mean, for me to actually grade live action, I never seen the car run. I personally, even when they was in Orlando, I still didn't see him shake down. I still didn't see him run. But if I had to pick a person, I would have to pick the Regal. I would have to pick the Great White. I have seen that.
All right.
I don't see what that do.
All right. Well, just hold that thought. Let's get to. I want to get back up here, and I got one of the. For y'all that don't know, I got the Monday noontime Mud Ink show, one of the most professional hosts in our community. Bread Man, one time
in your mouth.
Bread Man, how you doing?
Oh, good evening. Good evening, everyone.
Did you hear what I said? Even before I could get the words out, I just said one of the most respected and organized. They went to call him Bread Man.
You must.
I try to chime in on the show when I'm on Monday.
Well, I do appreciate it. I want to let everybody know, Jay, if you don't mind, we missed out this morning. We had a lot of technical difficulties with the show. But Bread Man, we'll be back strong Monday next week. So we got to double up on things that we missed out on. And I want to thank Jay for allowing us to meet that time to share that on y'all, on his show. But y'all go ahead. The Bread Man was sitting back learning and listening at the powerhouses of Grudge Inc. So with that being said, this is the Bread Man stepping back one time for your mind. Bread Man stepping
down. I think Bread Man will change the slogan to one time for your mind. It used to be in your mouth. I don't. I didn't really understand that one time in your mouth. I didn't never understand that one, but this other one I can one time for your mind. I can see that.
A whole lot of catchy stuff is not to be understood. Whoop, there it is.
Oh.
How much money did they make for
that? You're right. For some reason, I understood that one.
Oh, okay.
That one made all the sense to me in the world. Whoop, there it is, you know. But that just shows you where. I tell you, that's bad. That's bad. But let me get back. I got to get back to the Midwest, man. The Midwest Division 3. And we talked about Ground and Pound. We talked about SVO. let's get to the unfriendly ghost. Now, the unfriendly ghost, B.I., Boost 12, Young Money, Turbo GT, 3 Lug, and Street King. And Unfriendly Ghost came out late this year, Biz. Now what is the what's the story on that? How did the Unfriendly Ghost get ranked number 5 in Division 3 over them guys I just named?
History. Just because this car came out late in the year, everybody know what Tate is capable of doing, and he know Tate is going to race. So everybody know the reason why he came out late. And when he came out late, and when he did come out, came out with a fistful of money trying to go. So I would say his reputation preceded himself. And everybody know what Tate is about and what he's going to do when he comes to the track.
So in 2014, do you foresee moving higher, remaining the same at number 5, or dropping down?
That's hard to say, Jay. I would like to say he's moving up, but it's some people that's coming out, man, that's gonna wreck some havoc. Because I think out of the top 5, we have 4 Chicago people and 1 Detroit person. That Detroit ain't gonna have that this year. They gonna get some more people. So I would have to say he's gonna move down because we gotta bring some more Detroit guys, some more Michigan guys up in that top 5. You know.
I will be in the top 5, fellas.
Who have just joined the conversation?
Hey, Jay, that's my best boy.
That's your best boy?
That's my best boy.
Listen, I hadn't even got down. So let me tell you, Biz, your best boy, hold on, Biz, your best boy, it ain't even in the top 10.
I'm gonna be honest with you. That was some hate. I told you that from the get. I was texting you why they was voting. I said, why they hate no Wayne? Why they hate?
You said that.
I said that.
But now, Biz, listen to this.
Now.
Well, hold on, Biz. I got to add something in there to that now. Politically, Biz. The guys that voted. And I'm just putting this out. I'm putting this on their heart to see what. Do you think the only reason there's one car in the top 5 is because that the judges didn't like people from Michigan?
That could be true. That could be true. I mean, because for them to vote for Johnny Quick and not for Wayne, and Wayne knocked Johnny Quick off.
I will be in the top 5. All right, listen to this now. While we got the illustrious governor of Michigan on, we got to ask him a couple of questions. Is that in the top 10, Biz, I'm going to call him out. We went through 5. We got Boost 12, 6, Young Money 7, Turbo GT 8, 3 Lug 9, 10, Street King Aaron, and White Trash 11. But on that, how many of those cars are out of Michigan, out of top 10? Y'all, you want to call them out again? Hello?
Biz didn't fall off, did he?
Biz, you know, Biz always falling off. Boy, he needed my phone. Wayne, are you there? Where Wayne at? I don't see Wayne on the board. Well, he must have fell off with Wayne. But anyway, hold on, let me get to it. Uncle Larry, are you out there?
What's going on, Jay? What's going on, kid? How y'all doing?
Oh, ain't nothing happening, Larry.
That let me get my engineer. Engineer, I need you to get Biz back on. And engineer, can you let me know you're trying to get Biz back on? And let me see who I got right there. That might be let me open up this mic right quick, y'all. It's 219-2285. Welcome to the Monday Night Madness Show. Who are speaking to?
I like Terry.
Leon.
Huh?
Leon, you know damn Terry.
Oh, that's Leon. What's happening, Leon?
How the hell are y'all going to put Jimbo and Tate in front of Three Love? I think Three Love won a lot of races last year.
That's Leon. Leon,
yeah.
All right, listen to this. We didn't put him in there. That was you knew it. Y'all, everybody's on. They heard the vote. Now, that's what we just asked you. You said, how did they get in front of Leon? I mean, how did they get in front of Three Love? Three Love
won a bunch of races last year. Jimbo ain't ran none last year.
Jimbo is in the top 10.
I was y'all put Three Love at 9. And I think Three Love ran more races than them guys did.
Hold on, let me look at this board one more time to see. When it comes down to the top 10. I don't see no damn Jimbo no way in there. The top 10 is Fade the Black, number 1, Johnny Quick, number 2, Ground and Pound, number 3, Team SBO, number 4, Unfriendly Ghost, number 5, Boost 12, number 6, Young Money, number 7, Turbo GT, number 8, Three Lug is number 9, and Street King, number 10.
Hold on.
Now, what are you saying?
Hey, how did Ground and Pound
shouldn't even be in the picture.
Yeah, how did Tate get number 5? Because he came out. We know why he was gone, but Three Love won more races than Tate did.
Well, remember now, this particular thing that we're talking about now is the statement was when we came up with it. It was how you influence, how much influence you had in grudge racing in 2013, and so it's a lot of. How much influence now? Not how many
right.
wins.
Right.
And so when they voted. Say it again?
Three Love made a lot of noise in 14 for somebody to come out and win one race in 14. How the hell they get the number 5? Somebody was drunk.
Let's see, number 5 is
Hey, y'all been taking too long.
I can honestly say I didn't vote, so I don't know. But the vote, we had seven-person panel, and this, you know, everybody voted their conscience. But now, Larry, let me see if Larry on. Larry, you on?
Yeah, I'm Jay.
Larry, now, just your opinion,
uh-huh.
And I know that you can't control the vote because seven people, it was an average score, so I don't know how you voted or nothing, but I'm just asking a question, so I know this is not a reflection of you. I mean, what was your thought as far as the Unfriendly Ghost scoring so high? What do you think was one of the things that made him, you know, rank that high?
One of the things I may think that made him rank high, him and Three Love did engage. During the period of time they engaged, Three Love and Tate was a high-ranking race, and Tate won. That's one reason. Number two, Three Lug disappeared around the middle part of the season, and Tate turned around and came back at the end of the season.
Yeah, Tate only won one race, though. He only won one race.
I know, but see, like Jay said, they wasn't rating it according to how many races that a person won. They was rating it to the impact that a person had, you know, for 2013.
On the game, yeah.
Yeah. And so that's why I didn't want to go according. If I went according to the wins, then I would have to give it to Three Lug hands down. But the impact was made by Tate, because when he left, he had made an impact. And when he came back, he made an impact.
Let me get
another
man. Let me get.
Everybody was looking for
it. AJ. Yeah.
AJ.
Yeah. This is weird. I want to lock the whole Midwest list in out from the 1 to the 10.
I'm
gonna knock the whole goddamn list off. Tell Biz. Biz is the only person say I'm gonna say Biz, because he'll be high with me. I'm gonna knock the whole list off. I want the whole list. What can I raise the whole list at, Jack?
who are you gonna start with? Now you know, You know, being that you a boxer, being that the King Kong car, now is, you know, is one of the two cars that would definitely carry Grudge Racer of the Year. I mean, how are you gonna pick on these guys when you rank so high, man? Are you when you get that high, man, you're supposed to let the people come at you, man.
Well, they did. Let me get finished talking to Jay, then you can talk.
Hurry up, Wick, because I need to add something, motherfucker. Hurry up.
Now, they started coming at me, Jay. The Midwest ain't had enough. They started coming at me. Brian Davis called yesterday. I had to lock him in at Mike Hill's, one of Mike Hill's races. He called him and was fucking with me, and I was trying to have a good day, let my boy ride the four-wheelers and stuff, and he been calling and got me all out there. So I done had to lock them boys up there. They just ain't had enough. I just said, fuck it, I want the whole list. I'm tired of them boys up there.
Hey, didn't I try to lock?
Huh?
Hey, J-Bob. Now, I got a question for J-Bob.
Okay.
How the hell?
Hey, didn't I try to lock Predator in yesterday too? And you backed up on that one, Whit?
Which one, Brian?
Predator. I told you I wanted a piece of Predator, and you said you're gonna wait on that.
Who wants some of the Predator, Brian?
Me.
Well, I'm gonna let you stay with Junior. I'm gonna let you stay with Junior right now.
I want to run Chemo with the Predator.
Nah, they all slicked you, Brian. See, Brian, they all slicked your ass last night. You weren't listening. They all slicked you last night.
How's that?
You asked for the Predator, but they put Junior on you.
Yeah, but I didn't really care which two of the cars it was. The only reason why I asked for Predator is because I've been seeing it going down more consistently. But I know Witt's willing to race, so I there was going to be no bullshit. I just wanted to race one of someone from his crew because he likes to travel, and I want to make sure he gets some action.
Let's talk about the list.
I wanted to talk about that list. I know that you guys don't go off of wins. You go by how it's impacting the community, the race community. And
right.
I don't – the only thing that I have an issue with the list is somewhere it says Young Money and then it says Street King, which it doesn't make sense to me because Street King is Young Money. Young Money is a crew, not a car. And – if it goes by integrity, and this is me just keeping it real, like Biz always says, 1-800, keep it real. How is that affecting anything in a good way when at a Grudge Inc. event last year, they hold Johnny Quick out of $4,500, and they're going to be on the list?
Well, they did what to him? What did they do to him?
It's my mom.
They locked in the shootout, in the grudging shootout, the Motor City Mayhem last year. They end up lining up with it next to each other, and Johnny won. You know, Aaron left before the tree even activated, so he lost, and no one ever paid Johnny his money. And to me, that's a bad look.
I remember that. I remember that.
And I know this has nothing with you, Jay. I know you didn't pick it. I'm just saying, as far as the list being concerned, you know, just me speaking out loud.
Johnny Quick is number two in the division.
Oh, yeah. And I think he deserves that. I just don't think Young Money themselves, the crew. I think Aaron deserves his number nine or ten spot, whatever he got. That's fine. That's streaking because, you know, he's his own person. But to say the crew, right. Young Money, it's weird. Because then that's like you can say, you know, prime time being there. It's not about the crew.
Right.
It's about the
car.
Well,
I'll tell you this now. Some of the flaws, as we were compiling the list and they were naming people. And see, now, let me tell you,
I think Wayne should be on there higher than where Young Money's even at.
Right. And see, I didn't know, being honest now, I didn't compile the list, but when you call out Young Money, a lot of, when we're putting this stuff together, we don't really know. We just know what we be hearing. You know
exactly.
How people keep their calling name, just like you said,
right.
Prime Time. And if you didn't know the detail of Prime Time, you would think that's one car, unless you know all,
right.
You know. And being honest, I didn't know. I thought, you know what car I thought Young Money was? That green car with the Pillsbury Doughboy on it. I thought that was Young Money.
That's a car, but it's in the Young Money crew, just like Street King is.
Right, okay. So
Young Money's a crew, just like Never Scared.
Who has that car raced? But I thought, no. I'm just saying, when they were compiling the names and the list,
right.
And the votes, a lot of the people that voted was out of the Midwest area. So, I mean, they should have caught that. You know, they should have caught that that's a team and not a car. So we specifically said we want cars, not teams.
Right.
That's why if you look at Division 4, 901 got the top three positions. They got King Kong number one, the Junior Car number two, and Predator number three.
And I wouldn't argue with that because he travels, he does what he says. I've seen what race people in his car not even be right because he traveled and he won at the race. I locked in with him yesterday in a matter of probably 5 minutes. It was bullshit free. Get to the point. You're done. But you know, I think he also deserves that, the title that he got.
Well, when we were asking names and going through the names, and what we have to do when we're getting this information together, you know, a lot of times we have girls in the office calling and getting these names and things, but they ask specifically for race cars and not teams. So if that
do you,
one
do
got
you
files,
know who voted from Detroit? Is there like a list or anything like that?
Yeah, well, I could tell you.
Yeah, that's all Chicago folks.
Were they all Chicago people? I mean, we went down the list. We had seven people to vote.
No.
We had, I know.
No, there wasn't.
Because I know Wayne traveled with me to Lena. I went to Lena this year, and then I went to Mike Hill's race and raced, and then Wayne, I believe, went to Holly Springs, and then, you know, he did some damage control at the end of this year. You know, I remember watching Wayne race this year and him having issues trying to get down the track, and I sat there right there with Wayne, and he word for word said, you know, I told the man I would race him, I had to race him, even though his car was nowhere near 100%, and he stood up to the plate. That, to me, is more of an impact than someone saying they're going to do something, you know, things of that nature. You know, I kind of feel that Young Money being six or seven, that should be Wayne's spot, and Street King could be 10 because, like I said, Young Money is a crew, and Wayne's traveled. You know, he didn't just travel one time. He's traveled.
Exactly.
And when he stays local, he races. Fans go to tracks just to watch him run.
Now, but let me tell you this. Now, as we ended 2013 and this list came out, one of the things, too, obviously we knew it would cause some controversy, some conversation. But what we're really trying to do
thing.
Is get everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no. All that's good now. And what we really want, but what we've got to do is keep up with a better. One thing we don't want no more is where people keeping up with their own record. You know, we want to be able to document who raced who, when they raced, and, you know, so that we can keep a better list. And the reason we could not base it on wins is because of that one reason. We don't even know who raised who.
Right.
But that's one of the things that we want to improve on is as these races occur, for people to call in, let's document it so that as we adjust this list, now in 2014, well, actually, it is 2014, and we will put out a January 2014 list. Now, it might not change, but see, now that with certain information, like now that we know that, Young Money is a team.
I think it matters who you ask as well. I was talking to someone yesterday, and there's a difference between some cheerleaders or fans reporting something or voting on something because they only see stuff from the side of the stand.
Oh, yeah,
they don't know like if Wayne or
definitely.
Someone has problems. To whereas the racers ourselves, you know, I can go race. I can be locked in with Witt, and he have a problem, and he still race me, and I'm going to go up to him and say, hey, man, you know, much respect to you. That was awesome. The fans don't know that. You know, I may be because his car's messed up, but no one else knows that, only me. So to me, he's going to get more respect for that. So I think it's important on who's voting as far as when this list goes on. It needs to be the people who know what's going on.
That's a good point.
Now, on this list of how things will affect this.
Hold up, Jay. I brought that point up on the show about, I guess, a couple weeks ago, and some guys thought I was kind of like bashing them or downing them because they said they had been to a bunch of different tracks, but they don't come now, you know. And that's what I was actually trying to tell some of the guys, that y'all need to show up to some of these tracks now and see what goes on and see why people race and why do the races go down, because what Brian said made a good point. You know, like Brian might race me, and his car ain't going down the track, but he want to race me because that's what we came to do. And, you know, that's what the fans came to see. And sometimes these guys go out their boundaries to race, all of us, you know. And we don't even have to do it. We can just say, well, my car ain't going down. I'm not going to do the race. I'm going to pay the lockup or whatever it may be. But if you there knowing what's going down, like in Florida, a lot of stuff was going down, and people wondering why you ran Cold Killer or why did he beat you, or all kind of different questions. If you would have been there and actually seen what really went down, then you could kind of you can kind of understand why I raced him and why I raced him again and why he raced him.
And a fan can never understand. Right. And a fan can never understand you making that decision, because you know in your mind that if you decided to race a certain person, your car's not right, not only are you going to lose, but you're going to get heckled. You know, everyone's going to message you, say that you're slow, this, that. You don't just lose and leave the track. It stays with you for a week or two. And it's a big decision to decide to still race. You know, and for someone to see that, it's not be right.
And most of the thing now, as we start to document it more and more, as we're documenting things more and more, it's definitely weighed in the decision, and that's why I think we need to go all out of our way to make sure that when people do race, given the props, win or loss, they see deserve props for it, because if we don't get action, we don't have anything. So,
well, I can tell you one good thing, Jay, is you guys put up the list and you're not afraid to explain yourself, and it's a good thing in my eyes that you're still talking about it and explaining yourself as opposed to putting it out and it is what it is. So I commend you at least on sticking behind your guys' list and explaining stuff and being open to new ideas. I think that's a good thing you guys got going on.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the whole thing was, you know, it's time now to get things set up for 2014, and what our goal is, realistically, is from this list to make a list that's less errors, less flaws,
right,
truly represent. But we had to start somewhere, and so, you know,
that's why
where
you're
we
successful.
At now.
You listen to the people.
Right, right. You know, let's start somewhere, and let's see what we can make happen. But you know, but now, let's go over into Detroit. You know, Detroit, for some reason, either because, well, I think early in this year, Detroit was blasted for not, I think it was all the way up until there was no grudge races that happened in Detroit for up around 6 or 7 months. At least this is the information I was getting. They had a lot of shootouts, but was no grudge races going on. Can anybody expand on that? Was that good information or bad? I think they told me maybe only
there's grudge racing, but not in the caliber of cars that you guys wanted it to be. You know, our tracks are closed, and when they open, it's cold out. No one – that goes back to the whole thing of people wanting to race, but something's wrong with their car. You know, sometimes there's some people are a bit more safe than others, but when the track opens and it's a high of 40 degrees and your car's not at its potential, you're not wanting to race someone. That's why some people who are fortunate enough, like myself or Wayne, even, you know, Street King, things like that, Jimbo, we try to travel down in the earlier months so that when our season comes, we're correct. But not everyone has that capability, and I don't think you can fault them for that. A lot of the guys with that opinion are in the South where they're only closed a week, a month or so. You know, it's totally, totally different up here in the North, having to deal with the elements and the things of that nature to come out and just, okay, lock and ready to roll, let's do what we got to do.
Well, I read the difference, Brian, because Jay had to have been asking some spectators. He couldn't be asking the racers, because at the end of the year, there was a lot of races going on. So that's not true.
No, he was saying at the beginning of the year. There were no grudge races at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, but they closed the year out racing. So, you know,
oh, right, exactly. Yeah.
So I don't know who Jay asked from Detroit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'd like to know that myself.
And he couldn't ask nobody that's been at the track, because Wayne Damshow put in some work at the end of the year. So whoever Jay asked,
I agree with you on that.
No motherfucking grudge racing. Jay getting false information by people that ain't at the track.
I'm back. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Well, but I just can't remember specifically, but some kind of way it was like in July.
Well, okay.
In July,
mm-hmm.
That it was reported that maybe only one goods race had occurred in Michigan. And now again, and a lot of times the information I get, like I said, it comes through. You know, but it's coming from guys out of Michigan. They're saying that, you know, we hadn't had any grudge races. And so,
but that also depends. If it's someone not in their favor, then it's no grudge races. You know, I know a lot of guys who go to the track and it rains and they leave at 5 o'clock, and next thing you know, it's 9 o'clock and it's off and popping, and they have no idea about it. You know, like I said, we have a no ET. It's one time a month. Little Tony does his thing. It's one time a month. And if it rains that day, we're pretty much done because our track has other events scheduled. So you're not going to hear it, us doing anything, until the following month. We don't have the luxury of you guys where we got so many tracks close by and you have events three nights out of the week. We don't have that luxury.
Yeah.
Once again, though, Brian, whoever Jay is asking is giving him false information because the tracks were staying open late. And this boy, up here, a lot of these boys don't go to races until 10 o'clock. He asked that's going home at 9 o'clock. So
I know for a fact, anytime the track was open, there's always been more than one grudge race at every single event. I know that for a fact.
Right. Yeah.
That's what my only said on the talk show. I don't know what's going on at the track sitting in his living room.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Yeah, and I agree. And as a matter of fact, I want to push that whole thought that, you know, There's a track in the South that's the mecca of what I consider the mecca of grudge racing, and they don't have the turnout that they should have based on the number of people that associate themselves with it. And it's all because the fans are staying home, reading the boards, watching YouTube, and getting on a radio show. They're not coming to the track. So
we got
to make sure that people understand, you know, you got to come to the track.
I think another thing with that list, some of those people may be a little biased in certain stuff. There's, you know, like Johnny Quick, I think he was number two, whatever. I'm friends with Johnny Quick, but I want to meet him. But at the same time, I think some people may not be mature enough to give credit where credit's due. They may not like a person, or they may have lost to them. So if you ask them a certain question, he ain't on the list. But regardless, you need to give a man credit where credit's due. If he's better than you, you know, I remember Johnny pulling his trains out at the track, changing the gear at the track. No matter what anyone says about him, right or wrong, the man had heart and he went at it. Same thing with Wayne. You know, like I said, whether I race him, he beat me, I don't like him, I get along with him. Something like that, you got to give credit where credit's due, and I think some of it may be a popularity contest.
Yeah,
Now, but Johnny Quick, now, that's what I want to ask you. That's why I'm glad you're on, Chuck. Johnny Quick, you know, is presently holding the 28 and 29 belt. And, Brian, is that, I mean, is that something that, you know, that you're going to go back after? Or is that,
oh,
is
definitely,
that really going to
yeah.
happen?
Yep. Well, you know, I had the 28 belt, and no one took it from me. I, on my own will, if you recall, remember calling you, because
right.
I remember you said, can't
right.
defend the belt, call us. And I told
right.
you, hey,
right.
Jay, I want to honor the belt and the rules that stand behind it. I don't think I'm going to get the car
right.
done in a definitive amount of time. Let's put it back up in a shootout. So Johnny won it
right.
fair and
right.
square. Can't take a damn thing from him. But I do plan on
right.
trying to get a belt from him. But that's where now you fall in a dilemma right now. It's January. I want to go after a 28 or 29-inch belt. You know, the rule states that he's got 7 days to comply and tell you whatever, and you got to race within 30 days.
Right.
Well, what do you do when
right.
it's January? You know, I'm going racing
right.
in February. I'm going racing in March. I'm going racing in April. But he's not.
Right.
So another thing, that's where our weather comes into play. For all I know, you know, when does that take place? What if Johnny's not ready? I don't know how those rules apply.
Well, I mean, it would only be a gentleman on your side, but the rules really say it really don't give.
First, I don't
really
want Johnny to lose his belt because it's
right.
January.
Oh,
you know what I'm
right.
saying?
Exactly.
At the same
it,
time,
that,
he won
that,
it fair. So if he loses it, I want him to lose it fair. You know?
Right.
I don't want
and
to
that,
be over some.
You want to whoop him fair and square, and I think that's a gentleman thing. You know, to do when you know the man
yeah.
could be not traveling, and the tracks are closed. I mean, why make him lose his belt because he can't race? You know what I'm saying?
Well, what I was
so,
thinking,
hey Jay, let me say this. This. I think one thing should be said about that, about him being in the governor's state of Michigan. Then they need to lean
yeah.
for, you know, lean towards Wayne, and basically, you know, I guess the day it should get started is the day Milan open, and that's basically their grudge track. You know, that's the track that they go to, was closest to. I think that the day that Milan
well, I would like
was
to do it at
business.
A Grudge Inc. event, since it's your guys' belt and it helped promote it. That's why I was going to ask if you guys planned on having another event at Milan this year.
Yeah, it's May.
Because when the time gets closer, we can just set it up for that. If it was still going to be in May, like the Motor City Mayhem last year,
yeah.
I would like to set it back up for that event. And that way, it's your event, it's your belt, you can help promote it, and it works out for everyone.
Right. No, I agree with that. We will, let me say that, let me make that announcement that we will be in Milan again, May the 3rd. So,
that's awesome.
You know, we're looking for everybody to come and, you know, show up and show out. As we come up to each event, I want to tell y'all, too, that all last year we recorded all of the events with multiple cameras. And this year, to help promote the events, about 30 days out, we'll be putting out videos that show what happened last year, you know, the year before, and all
mm-hmm.
the cars and everything. So that's something that we thought would be a nice feature. That's one of the reasons we didn't show all the footage that we had as far as putting up videos, but we want to use them to promote the show so people get a chance to see things that happened the year before, even the interviews, the, you know, all the things that happened. So that's something that, you know, we want everybody to look forward to in every
Jay,
area that we
Jay,
go.
Let me
we'll
stop you for
over.
A minute. Jay, can I stop you for a minute?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
These video vixens up north has already started putting out videos about how they're going to get their ass whooped come May.
I know for a fact that the videos are out now. I'm just saying that the Grudge Inc. videos won't come out until about 30 days before.
Oh, okay.
Showing the old event.
Oh, y'all be.
No,
y'all
no,
be
I know. There's plenty of videos out there.
Right.
Yeah, it's plenty of videos out there.
Hey, Jay, wouldn't that be kind of biased?
What's that?
Putting out them videos, wouldn't that be kind of biased 30 days out?
Bias in what sense?
Because you're really going to have one car on there all the time, and that's Cold Killer.
Well, no, we're Cold Killer. No, I mean, but you can see, I mean, well, if you use Cold Killer, you show a lot of cars that got their ass blow out. You know, see, you're only looking at the winning car. A lot of them look at the losing car.
Oh, okay. All right.
But, you know, I tell you, let me tell you when I seen, let me tell you something. I got to give Wick some props. Let me tell you when I seen Wick down at Montgomery, and I think it might have been the race that we were doing for Big Drag. I'm not sure. But it was at Montgomery. And he was racing Turbo Tim.
Where you ordering from?
I seen Wick couldn't get down the track. Turbo Tim was making good passes. And I tell you, that's when I seen that Wick is a good racer. If he part, you know, he's gonna race. And because based on what I seen, it was no reason he should have raced Turbo Tim. You know, with the car.
And people don't realize that he's not doing it for $100 either. It's
exactly.
Normally,
no,
you know, $1,000, $2,000.
That's my whole point.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, the pot.
He's
got
to deal with losing the chance of losing the money. People heckling him. It takes a certain person to be able to do that stuff.
Exactly. And I'm like, Wick will actually race. And I didn't know. Like I said, the car might have even been having problems. And the pot was a decent sized pot, a damn good pot. I'm like, damn, he just finna throw some money away. But he went out there, and he lost. But that showed me. And then after talking a week, you know, he kind of let you know, Jay, it ain't about just showing up. You got to give the fans a race to see. And so I got to give him some props for doing that, you know. And I didn't see it because that money they bet, ain't no way in the world I would have bet that money, and I'm not getting down the track, or either I'm not having, you know, my car is not. I'm like, shitting me. I would pay my little $300, $500, and they just had to laugh at me, you know. But, shit, he put the race
from 9-1 bad boy, they're only going to get better next year. Well, this year, rather.
That's where the fans, it's nice to have the fans that we have, too, because a lot of times there are other fans that help put in that pot, and they got enough confidence in their own crew that even though that guy's not getting down, they'll still bet with their team. And that's a good thing to have for loyalty.
Now, let me tell you somebody else. Since we're talking, you know, y'all enlighten me because at one time, and I'm talking about seriously now, I don't want nobody to think I was joking. If y'all remember, we were talking about Wayne versus Chemo, and I was with Chemo 100. And when Wayne, I did not want Wayne to run Chemo because I felt like Chemo was gonna blow his ass out. And realistically, on the show, I said I'm with Chemo. And so Wayne told me, "Boy, you ain't got no damn confidence in." But I'm just telling
you. See,
how I felt, you know. And so
I'll tell you another side of that story that I got to see in the inside. Chemo was having trans issues that day and got another trans, completely different gear set, didn't make one damn pass, pulled his car into the lanes just to do a test hit. Street King with the Young Money crew was up there. They start bouncing off. Before anything could happen, Chemo said, lock in. They raced for a good amount of money, nothing I'm going to say, but that itself right there, Chemo went and locked Street King in, who was getting down the track and rails that day. Chemo was having issues, blew up a trans. I go over there, you got transes all over the ground, gets another trans in, totally different gear set, no tune, and goes out there and wins. And that was a great thing for the fans. You know, once again, it takes a special kind of person to do that kind of stuff. And then went right back around and ran Wayne. Didn't make another test. Didn't do anything. I don't even think he let his car cool down. But, you know, that's what makes the racing.
I mean, but let me tell you, when they said, I got the call a couple days before that Wayne had locked, Chemo had locked Wayne in or vice versa, I was like, shit, boy. And I felt low in my heart. I said, damn, Wayne can get his ass blasted. So, you know, that's what I felt, you know. Wayne pulled it off. But my thing was, that's what I'm saying is, a lot of times, you know, it's grudge racing, and you really don't know. And we're down here, we really, you know, we only know, or at least I can say this, I only know the information I get. And based on the information at first now, I figured anybody that Chemo raced, I bet against Chemo. because Kimo hadn't had no wins, shit, no races. Hell, you would bet that Kimo ain't going to race. But then all of a sudden, Kimo started kicking the ass. You know, I'm like, God damn. And then, I like, is it how you like? I said, I like Kimo. Kimo is the man out. Then at that point, I think Wayne might have been just coming out. If Kimo can get that ass, you know, that was my thought. So, is that a race that we're going to see in 2014?
Okay, Bob, does Wayne still have a small block in his car? I can't do nothing but go back at him.
Got to try. But now, yeah. Kevin, Wayne said, open the damn mic before Kimo start talking.
ain't no sense of me big mouthing. I'm going to get back in the ring with Wayne. It ain't nothing big mouth about. Just like with Witt, I'm done talking to him. But I'm going to get him.
Mm-hmm. Right there, 313.
Say what? What the fuck, Roging? Fell off?
I wasn't coming on here talking no shit, Kimo. I was just going to reiterate what Brian said about that night he raced in this weekend. That was a hell of a night of racing. I had a good time that night.
Oh, yeah.
Dang, come on, just talking this shit tonight.
But I just don't know who Jay Bonds asked to do that poll because there's no way. Wayne didn't make the top 10. I ain't gonna hate on him or nothing, but the man was racing.
I don't think Detroit really had a voice in that poll. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, I know how you and Wick go at it, Kimo. I know how me and you used to go at it, man. But you know, but it just seemed like to me, man. Once we got that race off, man, it's just a little different. You know what I mean? So. Hopefully, man, we can get in the ring with all that bullshit to get on.
I can't wait for the summer. I mean, it'll be all right. But I'm going to get that boy with. No, I ain't tell you nobody.
Man, you're going to get fucked up. That's what you're going to get fucking with me. You're going to get fucked up. Plum up. And you know. Hey Kimo, you know I ain't just your average Joe, Kimo. So don't think you keep asking for that predator. See, I know they looking over there. That's cool. Just let them keep asking for that predator. I'm gonna give them what they want.
I do want to tell Brian Davis
that I got a whole just by listening to him on the show tonight. I got respect for him anyway. You know, but I want to tell him I got a whole lot more respect for him just by listening to him talk on this show tonight. You know, I mean, he'll real racer for what I can see. You know, I just want to give him his props, but just by listening to him on the show tonight, you know, I got respect for him anyway. But I don't want to make it seem like I ain't have respect for him because I know all about him, his crew. They some bad, you know, they bad. They ain't nothing to be played with. I know. You know, the people that surround him and the cars and everything, I know all about him. I do my homework, but I do want to say that, you know, I just want to get that man his props. I got way more respect for you now, Brian, than I had last night.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah. And that's from the heart, for real, you know. So all right, anything you need or whatever, I'm still going to beat your ass. But I try to help you out any kind of way I can, and I don't want Kent Wheel. But, you know, we still going to beat you up.
Maybe we can do a get-back race here in May. Loser gets a get-back race in May for Grudge Inc. Event in Island.
You might be my new wife. You know what?
You know what? I might make you my new wife, but I got to beat you first for you to be my wife.
I tell you what, Whit, we'll take five small blocks from Michigan and run any five small blocks y'all got down south.
Yes, we will.
I don't think we got five small blocks around here, I don't think. Shit. I don't even think we got that many small blocks down this way that can run through damn small blocks y'all got. Now, one thing I don't like about y'all is y'all buy these damn small blocks and y'all complain about them. Now, I don't like that.
Hey, you
now,
didn't hear
you
me
know,
complain about that small block one time. I didn't even ask you what motor you had.
No, yeah. I didn't. I didn't hear you complain about it at all.
Hey, yeah. And I drove all the way to your backyard to race King Kong Jr., so goddamn it, I don't want to hear that shit either.
Right. But, Dwayne, you always saying something about a small block. Y'all got some badass small blocks now. I guarantee the bull on the motherfucker just the size of the damn this same size as the bull on these damn big blocks I got.
But don't y'all got like what's the boys down at Coop Performance, whatever y'all call them, and
Big Dave, man, we got a small block car coming out, but I mean I don't want to talk about it because it's far
Street
from being ready. And like I said, once
about
we get close.
Street King, you know?
Well, Street King, Street King got, he ain't got the kind of, he ain't got the kind of caliber cars that y'all, the Street King basically got more of a street-type car than, they're race cars, but they're more of a street-type car than what y'all got. Street King got more of a street-type car.
What about Bam Bam?
What about Boogeyman? Bam Bam?
Boogeyman.
All those guys.
Well, Bam Bam been out for a while. Boogeyman got more of a street-type car. It's not what y'all got, you know.
I thought Boogeyman was out of South Carolina over there.
Yeah, I know Boogeyman. Like I said, they got more street-type cars. They don't have...
I thought they had a street car and a small block setup car.
Hey, Kima, who was that Jay Barnes did on the show last week? He changed the name of his car. Lollipop or some shit. Jolly Rancher.
That's
Cool Performance.
Okay.
Now,
he was riding him, Wayne. You might as well go and lock him in, man. Get that.
Yeah, he got a nice car. Johnny Rancher got a nice car. I don't know if it's, you know, the caliber car like Wayne and Brian got, but you know, he got a nice car.
If Brian got the bad car.
We're gonna be able to accommodate you with a small block pretty soon, you know. We don't have it ready right now.
And I consider a conventional headed big block a small block,
probably. We'll run you with the Predator.
All right, so the next time we're on the same property, that's a lot.
You know, you got one carburetor, right?
Huh?
We run any small block with one carburetor with the Predator. Any small block with one carburetor with the Predator.
I got a carburetor.
What does that make a difference?
Well,
you got a big block.
It's a conventional hit. It's a conventional head, though.
Yeah, but you still got a hell of a crank and a bigger bore space.
Well,
we got standard bore space small box over here. These ain't no 4.5-inch bore space. These are standard bore space motors we got.
Correct.
Well, I was scared of a two-carburetor small block with the Predator. Now, one carburetor small block. You know, we're running with for anyone. I don't care who it is. We're running with the Predator. But now, when you get to going with two carburetors, we'll have to put Junior on it.
Ready, roll.
But Wayne, we'll run you with the Predator,
ooh,
man.
No, I'll take that.
When we come up there, we coming up there for show this year, and We'll try you with the Predator, man.
No problem. You know I'm coming back because I got to put some radio stuff on my shit. I ain't gonna let Holly Springs defeated me. That shit ain't gonna happen again.
What would y'all have over at Hattiesburg? What y'all gonna have over there?
What do you mean? What we gonna have?
What car y'all gonna have over there in Hattiesburg?
To be honest with you, Kimo, right now I don't know. We working on all the cars, to be honest with you. Everything is engine out, working on it. And so the quickest, whatever we can get ready the quickest, the fastest is what'll be there. I know the Predator should be ready, Junior should be ready, and King Kong should be ready.
I approached that Predator alone, like you say, as long as he got a conventional head, big block in there, I reckon.
Yeah, but you, that's fine. I ain't got no problem with that. You got a turbo and wheelie bars and all that.
I don't got no bar.
Oh. Well, we'll run you with the Predator, Kimo. We ain't got no problem with that. Not at the back door, though.
No, I'm gonna run the Ace. I mean, I ain't ran the quarter all year.
Yeah. Now I heard you saying out the back door all the time though. Well, you just trying to throw people off.
The big blocks, really with a big block, I prefer to go out the back door. That gives me a chance to try to catch up.
Now, big block is tight on your ass out the back door, man. You don't really want that problem. But we ain't gonna be able to run our cars out the back door. You know, I don't wanna take a chance of fucking the motor up or nothing. You know, but we'll run you with the Predator to the 8. You and Wayne, y'all got that. Now Brian, he can't get that. He a little more.
Why Brian can't get that? I mean, what's the deal with Brian? He can't get
Brian,
that.
Brian got some slick shit up his sleeve, see.
He's seen the motor down there. He's seen it sitting in the back of the truck.
I seen the motor on the back of the truck, see. So, Brian a little more, you know, I got to watch Brian. I got to keep my eye on him. But, Wayne, too, because Wayne's slick, but I'll try Wayne with one copperator. As long as he got one copperator, I'll run him with the any small block with one copperator got action with the Predator. It don't matter who it is.
Hey, man, don't be putting them all them goddamn stiffs out there, man. You're going to be a fair goddamn.
I ain't putting no stiffs. I said any
there
small
did,
block.
That one copperator.
With one copperator.
You guys done raced SVO with twin turbos on it. Now you got to tell a small block nitrous car you got to have one carb.
Wait, you right, Brian. And Brian, you know, when me and you was fussing last night, he actually called me and wanted to do the Predator again. And like I told him, I don't know. I don't think we're going to do that no more. You know, he can get Junior. He can get Junior now. But I don't think we're going to do that race no more with him. When I locked that race in with them, I really didn't even know what car I was. I didn't even know what they had, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And I still think it's I'm going to give you my honest opinion. I still think if we wouldn't have blown the tires, I still think we would have beat. I still think that car is slow. I still don't think that car can beat the Predator. But I like to have insurance. You know, it's the law that you have insurance. So I'm going with what the law say. I don't want a ticket.
Up here in Detroit, we just buy it so we get the pads for the next 6 months. We don't keep it.
No, they make you have it around here. They take you to jail without insurance around here. So it's the law that you have insurance. So I'm gonna buy by the law, and I'm run with Junior. I like to have a little insurance, you know, a little off stuff. That's all.
Wait, you tell a lie. You don't always have insurance. I'm gonna leave it alone though.
Well, what's your help? I was outlawing last year, but this year 14, I got insurance. I got to buy by the law.
I was outlawing last year. I ain't run with no insurance, but this year, we just started that 2014. Right, right. We just got insurance this year. We said we're gonna buy about a law a little bit. You know, we tired of going to jail. We tired of getting fucked up. You know, so we're gonna put a little insurance on it this year and see, you know, we see how it does. You know, if it don't help the team, if you can't get no rest.
Don't kill the messenger, but I just got a text say you ain't got no insurance on shit this year.
Ah, well, you know, they ain't got to do them but be at the right place at the right time, and you know what'll happen. One thing about it, we base our team is based on racing. We don't care about nothing else but racing. So,
hey, fellas, quick question for y'all. How do y'all consider shootout win versus grudge race? End of grudge race.
What'd you say?
How do you compare shootout win? And I'm not talking about going round, winning the whole shootout. I'm talking about just going round. Do you consider the win? How do you figure that in?
No, that's not a grudge race. That ain't a grudge race. Now, a couple grudge races, like the one Jay Bond was talking about when I ran Turbo Tim, we pulled each other in the shootout, and I decided to go ahead and run him for 3,000 in the shootout, and we had him going down the track because Turbo Tim had ran me several times, and I just wanted to get a man some get back in his hometown because he had ran me several times in Holly Springs and had lost. So I didn't want to take a chance of, you know, I wanted to give his fans something of what my fans had, and that's basically why I did it. But now, when you gamble in a shootout, but with a car, that is, you can consider that as a grudge race. But if you ain't gambling, it's just a, it's basically just a, you know, a win for the shootout. It ain't, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't call it nothing spectacular or nothing. You know, it's just a win for the shootout, to try to win the shootout. It ain't nothing if you ain't gambling. But you were actually gambling for somebody else's money. You're racing for somebody else's money.
Yeah, I pretty much agree. Thanks.
Yeah, I do like the shootout, though. That's how me and Butt Naked end up racing. Butt Naked wasn't going to race me. That man was scared of me. But I ended up pulling him in the shootout. That motherfucker went back to the trailer and sold up and everything. And he beat me.
Butt Naked say he'll race you anytime. I mean, Butt Naked say he'll race you back. Y'all going to get it back on?
Now, you know what I think now? I think we will. I think since Butt Naked had got a few races at the end of the year or whatever, I think he's a little more confident. And now I think he's ready to race. Now I think he will race me and probably anybody else. But at first I didn't see the confidence in him. But now I do see some. I see he will race. I pulled his name, and then I end up pulling his name again in the shootout down in at Mike Hill's race. But he couldn't make the call. He missed his call.
Yeah, I got a question for you, Whit, real quick. A little bit off topic, but when they hand these awards out for like Grudge Racer of the Year, things of that nature, I myself have no problem with a guy owning the car and someone else driving it. How do you think that should take place as far as if, you know, let's say I own a car and Wayne's my driver. Do I win Grudge Racer of the Year, or does the driver win it? How does that work out? Because, you know, being a driver, sometimes you have when you lose, you deal with a lot of other things to go along with it. If I own the car and Wayne's a driver and Wayne loses, Wayne still gets a bunch of shit because he's a driver and I may not get as much flack. Who does the Grudge Race of the Year go to?
Let me answer that one because it's going to make some changes.
All right.
In 2013, Jay,
I want to talk to you about the changes. I want to talk to you about the changes too, Jay. Myself, my opinion. I'm serious. I don't think you need to change a whole lot
with how you had it set up already, Jay. Now, you might can add a few things, but I don't think you need to change a whole lot because it
Well, I know some people are more apt to race someone because they're not a driver. They don't worry about getting nervous. It's a lot easier sometimes locking in a race with someone when you're not behind the wheel. You know, you're putting that pressure on someone else. So,
but
you know.
He's hired to drive, and that's what he comes to.
We got, you know, the 2013 vote will be based on mainly people go by, you know, we know the criteria, wins, the caliber of the races, how much you travel, and people are going to base it. And now, one of the things that we're going to all have a meeting to talk about, I think we need to add some categories. I think we need to add Tuner of the Year. We need to add Driver of the Year, as well as Car of the Year, and then Grudge Racer of the Year. And those things.
Yeah, Grudge Racer of the Year. If it's two things, you know, you can say, you know, Brian Davis with Wayne driving or whatever, because you know, I'd be damned if I own a car and the driver gets the credit for something I'm flipping the tab on.
Most of the cars are driven by somebody else, though, Jay. Most of the owners don't drive their own cars.
Let me show you.
70% of the cars
always go to the car. The title always goes to the car.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that'll take care of it.
A car gets Grudge Racer of the Year. You know, it always sticks to a car. And if that car... If something happens to that car, if it's sold, anything, then it goes back. You see what I'm saying? It has to attach to the car because, you know, that's just how it needs to be. But we're going to add a couple of categories. And listen, while we're talking about that, a couple of things that we want to add into this thing is that we got people who get titles, particularly these for state and national titles. And once they get it, they don't want to race, or either they want to name tracks to race at that nobody want to race, just keep that as a defense. I think we need to put in there that, you know,
if you got to at least race somebody
within 3 to 4 months, or you give up the title. What do y'all think about that? What do y'all think about the fact that we got to have a champion has to race within, I'm just saying, make sure that he got ample time, 3 or 4 months. If he ain't racing 3 or 4 months, then he relinquished his title. What do y'all think about that?
Sounds like a good idea.
Hey, Jay, I want to go back to something you just said now. And I ain't trying to stir the pot, but now you said Grudge Race of the Year goes to the car. Now, with that being said, between Witt and Cole Killer, that whole argument there, that Grudge Race goes to the car,
He's talking about something else.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about that. The rule was it had already been established that the 2013 vote, you know, the Grudge Racer of the Year can be based on team. And it has been that way for the last 2 or 3 years. So, you know.
So you're changing it for the 2014 then?
No. It ain't been changed. Now, let me tell you this. I tried to change it in 2013, but when everybody voted, they wanted to remain team. And all I'm saying is I think it's worth it to bring – the one good thing that make me able to defend our decision is when it's done and it's voted on. And if it's voted on that is based on team, then that's what, you know, that's what it should be. It's not going to be just what I think. Now, I thought it changed last year, but when the vote came in, everybody agreed, and that's when we called me and asked me what is the criteria, and the criteria stands to the date, and at the time of the vote, we will make sure that everybody understands what the rules are. Now, But for 2014, people are saying that there are other people out there, like drivers, tuners, that's not getting represented, that we need to do something to highlight, you know, the driver of the year or the tuner of the year. You know, it's some other things that we need to address.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna vote on,
and that's what I think that we should. Because now, let me tell you this:
a lot of drivers don't even know
who the drivers are. No, no, no. That's not in 2013. Now we ain't got that yet. I'm talking about for 2014. We haven't even got that yet.
Okay, Jay, but what about, don't we need, like,
tell BET that stole his mic. He think he on his own damn show, and he got all this damn noise.
Jay, there ain't no damn BET.
But hold on, Jay, that might be me. I'm at work. I'm going to say something real quick. I'm going to go on mute. But should we have like that?
BET don't do no shit like that.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
But shouldn't it be like a, you know, we always talk about, well, we forgot about this person, or we forgot about that person. Shouldn't it be like a national list, you know what I mean, where that way nobody ain't forgot, you know what I mean?
Right. I agree with you, and that's what we're doing now. Now, let me tell you this. That's what we're doing, as we're setting up that list, that top 100 list. And I have told everybody, and the people that don't know, if your name is not included on that list, please, no, everybody know our damn phone number, we not, you know. But you need to submit your name. If you think you should be in the top 100, make sure that we got your name on that list, because we're going to use that list all through the year. Because in the 2014 year, at the end of January or February, after we have a couple of races, that list will get put back up. According to changes based on people who have raced, who have not raced, or whatever, you know. And we're going to try to make that list be an active list throughout the year to show as a man. But the one thing that we don't get, and I'm saying what I don't get so that we can make these changes properly, people don't call and give us the information. So y'all leave it up to us to try to find out who raced who, why did they race, or if they didn't race, and that's why the list is where it is. But you know, all you have to do is when something happens, call and give us the 411 on it so that we can log everybody's win, losses, or whatever, a park out, so that we can make good adjustments on the list. So, you know, I mean, you can't expect us to have a perfect list if we don't have all the information.
All right, Jay, so, no question. Is a fuck out a win or not?
It's not a win in my eyes. But now, hold on, let me tell you one other thing. If you count only in this sense, let me tell you this, only in this sense, if you're going for the grudge racer of the year, me personally is not going to count a punk out. But if you're going for the most feared car, or if you're going for the baddest car on 28th or 29th, it is then because that punk out is a reflection of somebody who may have literally parked out. So,
well, see, I thought y'all say the punk out is when a guy's car is not hurt and he don't want to race.
That's a punk out.
You know, I've heard, you know, they're saying that, okay, if the guy's car hurt, that's not a punk out.
What if Wayne travels from Detroit all the way down to Georgia to race someone, and someone pays him to punk out? I think he's deserved to win. He made the track. You know what I'm saying? He can't control someone else's. You know what I mean? Unless the car breaks or something, that's one thing. But you know,
right?
I think a win's deserved there because Wayne made the trip. He drove down there. You know.
Right. Yeah, do we have enough gentlemen in the organization though?
When a man truly just punk out, would he admit it, or would he say, "Something wrong with my car? I can't get down the track." See, either way, somebody got to make that call. Was it a punk out, or did he actually break?
I don't know.
Well, the man saying
that, I think if you receive money for a race that's supposed to happen, I think you should be able to call it as a win. Only if you receive money for a race that's supposed to happen, I think you should be able to call it a win.
I think it should be a win because you waste all your time and effort to travel.
Right.
And you end up with the money.
Anytime you waste your time and effort to go drive 9 hours to try to race a person and they don't race, It should be a win.
Kevin, you done dropped Wayne, so you got to pick Wayne back up. His call just dropped, I think.
Hey, Jay Bond.
What I wanted to say
about that, Jay, was this here. If you just look at it from a drag racer standpoint of view, maybe it would be okay. I don't look at it just from a drag racer's point of view. I look at it from a fan's point of view. These fans are spending money. They're coming miles and miles and miles, and they want to see a race. And if somebody park out, how could that possibly be a win? You know, see.
Right, but the driver's spending the money hauling a car in a trailer and paying to get a car in.
Okay, well, he'll get compensated. When he wins the lockup or the park out money, he'll get compensated. But the race still have not taken place. You know, so
when you go to a bracket racer or NMCA race or NHIA race and the South Ground break at the start line, that one that go down that track still got next round. He's considered as a winner.
To me, a win is who took the money from the other crew. And the punk got taken money.
That's the difference why we grudge racing. Grudge racing is not the same thing they're doing. Well, see, that's why we need to guarantee it as a win, because, Larry, that'll guarantee the fans of getting a race.
That's right.
Because if they don't race,
be justified.
They got a loss and they got to pay money. That's well, you know why
I
drove from Chicago 5 times to see DJ Grant run the White Boys. And I wasn't satisfied and I wasn't happy at all. That was my whole concept. That's why I'm telling them they need to pay the money for a lockup and consider it as a loss. Because, see, Larry, I see you. And that's one thing I was saying about a lot of the guys need to be at the track to really see what's going on. See, you can ask Larry what's going on because Larry is there. He see why people race, why they want to race, why they don't race, you know, why races go on. He see it all. And that's the only reason why I said that I wanted to consider. I consider my lockup when I got paid my lockup as win. When I Tony Bynes stopped, consider him as win. I got that from Tony Bynes because y'all should get DJ Grant on, let him defend himself. Larry just said he went to see him race several times and he didn't race. And Larry just saying that he really wanted to see him race.
We need to know why Grant didn't get down, though. Maybe he could sell something. That's why I'm saying, when you do the race,
it need to be considered as a loss for the fans and for the other guy that you racing, so he can get his lockup money and he can and his race can be considered as a win. Because some of these guys come to race. And some of them don't. And that'll prove who really coming to race.
Let me get this part in. Hello, y'all. See, now, if everybody was honorable, and this, again, I just want y'all to go back, and I'm hoping this is where we'll go. If we can get, we're not doing this, but this is why what I ask everybody to do, I want every grudge racer to have a number that we can track. Now, let me show you why. Because even though what y'all saying sounds good, but you don't know what people will stoop to. See, why all the big guys, there's some honor. But see, there's a whole lot of little guys that's locking in. And when they called and they count, they said, Jay, I just ran, Roger Rabbit just paid me a contract. I want that to count. And we don't know who Roger Rabbit is. We don't know if Roger Rabbit ever raced somebody else. All of a sudden, you got a person over here that's unknown, that's got these unknown lock-ins. Because, and see, that's when I'm just saying if we're trying to make this thing accurate. But if this man is actually racing and locking in for real, we need to know who the lock-in person was and something about him. So I'm saying when Wick locked in, if he locked in with Chucky, everybody know those two, so that's legitimate. But it's more people out here. There's more racing teams called Fred's Racing Team who locked in with Peter Paul's racing team, and we don't have no information on neither one. But as we start trying to get the rankings together, all of a sudden, this one team got 25, and they ain't got to have that many. They can have 10 of Punk out there as a win. But guess what? We don't know neither one. So then at that point, we have to call somebody a liar or we have to accept what they're saying.
Exactly.
And so in the past, we've been having to accept. But that's why I keep saying we need to keep working to get a little more organization so that when we get ready to count those things, it can be verified on both sides. You know,
hey, in a boxing match, you don't win by KO only. It's no different here.
Yeah, but when you say that, how many people are going to buy a DVD with all Punk outs on it? You know? Ain't nobody going to buy no DVD with all Punk outs on it. Them people want to see racing, man. We got to satisfy the people in the stand as well. The people in the stand are very, very important, man, in drag racing.
Let me ask you a question, Brian. And saying that as we grow, and we're considering you for the baddest man on 28th, and that's it. You're the most feared car on 28th. And you literally raced 15 times and won. But we got a man that we know little of that got 18 times. And he said, you know, but they, because they're Punk out, they'll actually win. Do you think that's
a that's where you got to set that stuff aside, like I was talking about before. Whether you agree with it or not, you got to give credit where credit's due. It's not that man's choice. He didn't go to that race knowing there's going to be a Punk out. You know, especially if you traveled 9-10 hours, that shows to me in one status that the guy's ready to engage. He can't control what happens to another car.
All right, so you're saying then, too, you know, in that scenario that I just gave you, if a man had 18 Punk out paid and you had 15 wins, this is the point that really makes it.
Well, I can tell you this. I'm not even on the top 10 list, and I beat Street King and a couple other people on there, and I don't complain about it. So if I had 15 wins and 18.
You also didn't have a big impact on 2013. You didn't have a big impact on 2013. So
I travel more than almost anybody around here.
Yeah, 2013, you didn't have no big impact. They talk about the question was, the impact that people made in grudge racing in 2013, not the win and loss factor, but it was the impact.
I'm not talking about the win and loss factor. I remember last year when there's only a couple cars from Detroit traveling, I was the one.
And you had plenty of credibility. You made a big impact in 2012.
But let's go back to the question. Then, okay, so what y'all think that, and the question that I'm really asking is, if we can't verify the Punk out, are we really giving justice to the system?
To me, a win is taking money from the other team. That's the way I look at it.
But I'm asking a question. You're still basing it on like an absolute truth. Okay, now if a guy called you, if you were keeping the records, and a guy called you out of Southern Alabama and said, I just got paid the Punk out from Clayface. You don't know Clayface, and you don't know who he is. And so how can you put validity to say that a Punk out is going to equal something that everybody knows? I'm just asking. I'm not saying that it can't be done.
Because to me, it doesn't matter to the guy that's getting paid. If someone pays me Punk out, it shouldn't matter whether he broke his car or he just was scared. That's the whole purpose of having the Punk out. You know, everyone talks about insurance,
It's to set something up for the fans to come, but it's not a guaranteed. You know, the fans know, oh, Brian's locked in with Witt for this much and this much. They know there's a chance it may not happen. And then the punk out is set there to take care of my fuel or something like that that may happen. If I go and Witt crashes or he doesn't want to race me and I get the money's the money, regardless of the reason, whether he's lying and say his car's broke or not. I still got the money.
Right,
that's just my opinion.
Hey, Jay, let me get a five point, Jay, but I want to ask him. Let me ask him this question, Jay. Okay, we go use this example. Okay, Punk Out, see, I lock in 5 on 25. My car break. You get the 5, but you don't get the 25. So if you don't get the 25, you didn't win.
But you mean to tell me that the $500 for doing absolutely nothing doesn't mean you won?
Yeah, no, what it means is that you get compensated because I had a complication.
I still think it's a victory.
The reason I'm saying, Davis, you can't tell me how many cars you beat me by. You can't tell me if it was a close race. You can't tell me none of that. The DVD
right.
is not going to sell. And the most important thing about it, if that's the case,
okay,
they should have
eliminated Punk Out. And his car is hurt, but because Witt's a stand-up guy and he's going to race me anyways, you think you're giving a fair race for the fans? On me running down the rails and me racing Witt against a hurt car, and now the fans don't even know Witt's hurt. So you mean to tell me that's fair from a racer standpoint?
I think that when two cars go through the eighth mile, quarter mile, or whatever, that's a race.
Exactly, and that's why
not
I feel it's on the racers to make that decision whether they want to pay the punk out or not. Because being a racer, you don't realize if I beat Witt, he could tell me, hey, I burnt two plugs. You know, but he's going to be a stand-up guy and then put on a show, and that's awesome. Not everyone does that. But at the end of the day, you don't realize what goes on for the next 2 weeks. Hearing people on the talk show, oh, Witt got his ass struck. He's a slow bitch. He's this. He's that. You know, there's a lot of mental things that happen with that. And
yeah, that's just shit.
At the same time, if he wants to pay the punk out, pay it.
That's shit talking and drag racing. That's why they got two different. That's why they got two different names to it.
Well,
I can
tell you this: when you
got to
race someone and your car's not running right and you're racing for $3,000, let's see how you are to put $3,000 of your own money up when your car's not running right. It's totally different when you're the money man. I'm not saying you're particular. I'm just saying in general.
Exactly.
Right.
If the big part is $3,000, and we go to the track. And he gets the 5, and I don't get the 3. Jay, I have not won, Jay. I have not won. I can't win that way. The whole sport is the whole purpose of the sport, Jay, is being defeated. People are coming to see two cars engage in race. That's what this all. That's
okay,
how you
count it. So a forfeit in any kind of sport's not a win.
Say that again.
A forfeit's not considered a win in a sport.
Yeah,
no
but
difference.
They don't have no punk. They don't have no punk. They don't have no punk out money in
Yeah, exactly. You get nothing. The team just forfeits, you lose, and they get nothing in return.
Basketball? You know, that's the wrong comparison. We grudge racing. It ain't no punk.
It's a comparison when it works in your favor, but when I give one, it doesn't.
Can I get something in? Hold on. You're on, Jay. Lay down.
Let me get. The only thing that I'm saying is, and then we'll move to the next topic, is, and I didn't want to say it, so we get more calls, and if they're bogus, you'll be amazed how many people claim races that happen that don't. And that's
right.
The thing that I'm talking about.
Jay, your best bet on that is to keep it to the people. When it comes to that time of the year, say, hey, this guy's got 20 wins with 10 of them being punk outs, and leave it to the fans to vote. You put the record out there. You don't got to say it was this many wins. Say, hey, this guy's got 5 wins with races and 10 punk outs, and leave it to the fans.
When they start doing that, Jay, I want you to call me ahead of time so I can keep my damn ass at home. Because I'm not driving no 700 or 800 or 1,000 miles to come watch the punk out. I want to see me some races.
Yeah, but people don't go to the track anticipating a punk out. That's what you're not getting.
Hey, Jay,
they don't go to the track to anticipate a punk out.
Hell, I want to practice with somebody to pick some funk out. I'm going
to
try to
play the funk out.
Somebody pick funk out.
He's not saying that, Larry. Larry, you're missing the point. He's not saying he wants people to pay the funk out. He's just saying he wants them to be recognized when they get the funk out money from people.
Exactly.
And if you recognize somebody who's getting the punk out, you don't have to make the trip for nothing. You'll get to see
what
DJ Grant and the white boys break. So DJ Grant ain't going
to
want to say, I drove five times, Wick,
to see DJ Grant run the white boys. Okay,
so you should have an issue with DJ Grant.
Let me finish. I was totally disappointed.
I'm driving 800 miles.
I don't want to see nobody pay funk out. I want to see them race. Now, if something happens,
Larry, is you concerned of his racist safety, too? At the same time, ever since I met DJ Grant, every time DJ Grant go down the track, he used the whole track plus sign. So if a man
cock can
go straight, don't want to go
down
that hurdle
for a task out. Just
to try to make a race,
just
to try to go straight.
But what Brian is saying is defending what Larry wants, not what Larry is against. What Brian is saying is defending what Larry wants. He's just saying let the guy who get the punk out be recognized, just like the guy when he gets the win, he's recognized.
Exactly.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. You're not saying that he wants nobody to come and pay the punk out. That's probably gonna make people.
And if
not
you want, if you want to nip that in the ass, raise the punk out.
No.
I think when you travel, you put enough money on there. You know what I'm saying? You put enough. When you gonna travel way down there, you at least lock in for $1,000.
That's like with me and Will yesterday. He knows I'm traveling, and the punk out money is enough to cover the expenses.
Exactly. My thing with it is this here, Brian. I don't even think it, in my own personal opinion, if it's going to be that it's a win, I don't think they should have no punk out. Let them go all in then.
I'm on the same page. I don't like paying punk out. When I was in Lena last year, I wrecked my car against CeCe and Jody and went right around and chased Tony Bynes down to tell him I was going to race, and he paid me the punk out. I could have went and paid him with 7-Up the punk out, but I didn't. I wanted to race. I don't like punk outs. I like the racing. But like Jay said,
yeah,
I think where you give people credit, you also need to give the people who are paying the punk out, you need to put them in the light so everyone knows the entire story. So come voting time, everyone knows exactly what happened and why.
Yeah.
But it's also, you know, being with certain people, you know, some of these guys can have $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in their motor, and it's not worth it to them to go and race someone for and lose the $3,000 because they know they can't make the trip and jeopardize hurting a $50,000 motor when they're a working man like every one of us. It's smarter for them to say, hey, I can't mess with you. I'm going to respect you and give you your money. And you can't fault a man for that either, in my opinion. If he honors his punk out, I don't think he's any less of a man than anyone else, in my opinion.
Okay. And I agree with you on that. But my point that I was trying to make was that punk out, in my own personal opinion, I don't even think it should be a punk out if it's going to count for a win. You know, if I'm paying $5,000 on $3,000, it might as well go ahead on and just be the whole $3,000 all in. You know, that's my point. I'm like you. I disagree with that. You know,
that'll make a motherfucker race, Larry.
That'll put an end to all that. Yes.
You know, he won't fight for his money, goddamn. At least fight for your money.
You got that right. Shoot. Too much time, too much travel.
I see you ain't called DJ Grant so he can defend himself on why he paid the punk out with the white boys.
All that stuff goes different ways, though, man. You never know what the hell's going on with these guys.
Yeah, I want to know why he didn't race the white boys. I just want to know. I ain't saying that he scared them. I want to know why he didn't race them.
Who are we talking about?
I don't know that one. But I know every time I see him race.
Well, I think a lot of people need to put safety in perspective on some of that stuff. You're going to go race someone, then next thing you know, you crack a head, something happens, you ball up your car all over a race, and then now that guy's a dumbass driver and he's unsafe.
Oh, he cracked his head. Oh, if he cracked his head, I see why he can't race. I'm just saying,
it's always, it can go on and on and on. Like I said, if you just put the guy's wins, say he won 15 wins and had 10 punk outs paid, and leave it to the people to vote based on that. And then that way, if like Larry doesn't agree with it, he cannot vote for that guy because he doesn't think it's a win.
Exactly.
And you also have to remember that if like Jay Barnes is hosting an event and someone pays the punk out, not to be mad at the track or at Jay. You know, it's that individual person, you know, that made his own decision. It has no influence based off of Jay or the track. You know, so don't stop going to an event just because a certain person, you've been there three times to see him race, didn't show up. Maybe you should just not go see that person. It doesn't mean that person has bad events.
Yeah, and there's a lot of racers who have paid a lot of punk out, and they haven't raced. They have paid. They have made three or four lockups at big races, and it could have been because something was wrong with their car, but you got to pay attention to that, too, that they lock up, but they don't ever race.
Well, Jay, you also have races that weren't even planned. They just came out of nowhere, and all the people at the track were privileged enough to see it.
I agree.
You know, it works both ways. Sometimes you get more than what you pay for, and sometimes you don't.
So, Brian, what you said, don't hold Wayne to pay so hostage when somebody don't pay Johnny Quick.
What's that?
I said don't hold Peso and Wayne hostage when Johnny Quick don't get paid.
You know, I don't know why Wayne and Peso didn't pay that punk out money, that pot money. I don't know. Wayne, why didn't you pay that damn pot money?
Hey. I would have been. That's why always get you a good P-man.
Yep.
You're right.
You won't have that problem.
You're right. I got a break and everybody getting their win back. I'm gonna say it one more time. I got to keep pushing the Division III, and Division III with Chucky at number 15. Let's start. Fade the Black, Johnny Quick, Round and Pound, Team SVO, Unfriendly Ghost, Boost 12, Young Money, Turbo GT, Three Lug, Street King, White Trash, Sub Zero, Lil Tony, Eastside Strangler, that's a team again. See, I just learned that the other day. Chucky, Jimbo, and Big Bertha at 17.
Now, when I gave you my insight on that, that was me as a fan, not a racer. I don't think anyone is a racer has any pull on if they think they should be higher or not, because it's based pretty much of what the fans think. You know, my insight to you when I said Wayne should be up there was from what I saw. It had nothing to do based off of a racer. You know, I really don't care about where I'm at on the list.
Right. We want the list to be an active list that the fans can vote on, and if nothing else, a popularity contest, because the fans need a voice just like, you know, everybody else.
Yep.
And
like you said, you can only get the information you receive.
Exactly.
So you
got to
make sure that you get
it together. But we do want it to be cars, because sometimes a team have more than one car, and we want to get the top to the right car. Somebody got his own speaker now. Now, going to Division IV, which is the Southwest, listen to this. The number one car, King Kong. Number two, Kong Jr. Three, Predator. Four, King Scooby. Five, Arkansas. Six, Candy Cane. Seven, Gangsta Boo 2. Eight, Boosted GT out of Texas. Nine, Tony Thorne. 10, Little Red Riding Hood. 11, The Blind Eyed Killer. 12, Hillbilly. 13, The Black Midget. 14, Boom on Wheels. 15, The Grudge. That's a car. 16, Don Mack. 17 is These Nuts. I lose them. But
when you guys host these interviews, do you just ask them straight up who do you think the best is, or do you kind of give them a rundown? Because I feel also sometimes –
like in the beginning of the year, you guys give a lot of props to the guys or who are traveling or doing whatever. But then come the end of the year, some guy can come out for 1 month, win five races, and
yeah,
he's the last
thing
that people
man.
Remember, and he gets a lot of credit.
That's true. Yeah, and that's true. That's why, again, that we are pushing that we keep record all through the year
right.
that way. Yeah,
and
that
is important when you're asking the question, though.
Exactly. No, no. At this, when we did this, it was influence and drag racing, and people could
right.
use whatever criteria they chose. We did not, you know.
Well, okay. That's fair enough.
Yeah, you know. It was all based on, and even while we were doing it, we told everybody it was very subjective. No, it's these personal people. I tried to get enough people where we could. And we averaged, everybody gave a number from 0 to 100 as we called out the name. And whatever score they gave, we then averaged it, and then we put them in line according to how they came out in the average. And
right.
So
I guarantee if there was a year-end review video, it may have been a little different, oddly enough.
Say it one more time.
I said, I bet you if you guys had some sort of, like, grudging DVD, a year-end video, and you
uh-huh.
showed them the video and then told them to vote, I bet you their voting would probably go a little bit different.
Yeah. It would definitely reflect. Because you pull it, like, on this, we were pulling off each person's knowledge
right.
of people. And then we were voting on people from, we had them all in one pot from around the country. And
well, I'm guilty
really
of that myself, forgetting about cars and races and stuff that happened, you know?
Yeah, right. But again, that's why I'm still saying that we will attempt to make it a more accurate list. You know, this is a starting point. At the end of every month, once the season starts, we'll be trying to get information on everybody. And if you'll, you know, and if they look at
but at the
list,
same time, that list is accurate for what it is, because it's not what we think; it's what the people think, and we can't
exactly.
tell other people what
it's
other people think.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
I mean. Obviously, you know, I agree with that. But now let me get to Division One, which is the Northeast. And the Northeast Division, Division One, is the number one car is Gigantor, Big Ball Factor, Underdog, Menace Mustang, Gangsta Lean, Pee Wee, Young Stain, 50 Grand, Bad Storm, 10-5 Drew, Chubby Bear, Big Heavy, Bud Light Coupe, Django, Long Island Joe, Nino Brown Nova, Peter Small Block, Sean Lowe, and Tweety Bird. Now, again, one of the reasons that we put it into divisions because we want to be able to give everybody, we want every region to be discussed and not just always focused. That's one of the things that, you know, originally 2 years ago, the only thing that people talked about was the East Coast, I mean the Southeast Coast. So by putting in divisions, I'm hoping that we'll start addressing people in more areas. And as we address them, these lists will probably come, hopefully, more in line with. And like, but I guess it don't need to come in line. Like you said, the fans voted, and that's what it is. But let's go to Division 2, the Southeast. Division 2, Southeast. The number one car is the Great White, Gold Killer. Number 2, Jolly Rancher. That's Big Dave. Number 3 is Street King, Darren. Number 4, Butt Naked. Number 5, Lethal Weapon. 6, Tempero Tim. 7, Big Low. 8, Baby Hitler. 9, T5. 10, Live Action. 11, Obamacare. Super Freak. Lil Junior. Romeo. Separate Car Junior. Juliet. Number 1, Stunner. Cool Performance. Purple Rain. Candy Factory. Fast by Gaz. And Tar Baby. Round up the top 20. So, but again, what I'm trying to make sure that we do in Grudge Inc. is that I want to shed the light on grudge racers from all. I don't want to focus in on just the top 5 or the top 10. I want to give all the grudge cars around the country some headlines, some light. So by cutting the country up into divisions, it gives us a chance to talk about different people at different times and not always talk about that group that we all know, you know. So, and when you put these groups, these four regions together, it make that 100 top, top cars. So, and one of the things that was real shocking to me
that Tony Bynes, you know, was not listed within the top 20 on the 100 on the top 100 list, or in Division II, which he's out of, is not in the top 20. And so, again, you know, people vote, and there's biases that's out there. We've got to take that into consideration, too. But the vote is the vote. We know that Tony influenced racing. He was not as popular in 2013 as he had been in the past. And I think that may have
hurt him. That's only because he made a name for himself, I think. He can't be the most popular every year.
Right. And I think that might have hurt him because he was so high up when he didn't have a stellar performance. People kind of turned it back on him, even though they still knew who he was, even though they were still, you know, hoping that he'd show up and race. But when you know, I think that just because that he wasn't as stellar as he has been, he didn't get the pat on the back that he would normally have gotten.
The people like that are still good for the game. Just the most important or popular people on that list, in my opinion, it's one thing. People go to a track to pay to see their team win. A lot of people also go to the track to see someone they don't like lose. So, you know,
exactly.
It works both ways.
Exactly. And you get people just as happy that show up and see everybody, see the people that they don't like to lose, when they go home, they just as happy. I mean, they even happier probably, you know. Everybody I want to lose lost. And in this thing, they might have bet a little money, so they probably got a few dollars in their pocket, and they're feeling good about their choices, you know. So I agree.
Well,
you know,
the list did what it was supposed to do. It created some controversy, and it's working.
Yeah. And listen, we get some names known. See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the key thing that we got to get people to understand. And one of the main things that I had a problem with before Grudge Inc. was started, you only heard about certain people, you know, and it was out of a certain part of the country. So we had to get these other people's names because they are racing every weekend just like everybody else and with top-notch cars. So I got to ask y'all opinion now. In each division, and we're going to remove number one. Let's not even talk about the number one slot. But I'm going to tell you who they are. Number one is Gargantua out of Division One. Number two, number one is Great
Cold
White,
Killer.
Cold Killer. Number three is Fade to Black, and number four is King Kong. So let's remove them out of the picture, and let's talk about number two of the four categories. How would y'all rank the number two cars in the country? And they are Big Ball Factor, Jolly Rancher, Johnny Quick, and Kong Jr. Out of them four, how would you rank? Give me your opinion first, Chucky.
I don't know anything about Jolly Rancher, so to me that one would go last. I've seen Kong Jr., but I've not seen him make any hits, so to me he would be third. Then I'd have to say Johnny Quick and Big Ball. And the only reason why, in my opinion, Big Ball goes over Johnny is for the simple fact of that goes to the grudge racing thing. Johnny did a lot of shootouts, and when Big Ball races, it's you know, he's putting up the money. He's not getting in betting on someone else's money.
That's right.
Right. All right. Let me see. The same question, Kid, you awake?
Nope.
Kid ain't sitting all night. Kid.
He announced his departure when you heard that his departure was
okay.
Made.
Okay. Wick, you there? Wick. All right.
Yeah, what up,
Wick,
man?
I'm going to name you four cars, and you tell me, of the four cars I named, you tell me which one is best or worst. I'm asking you to be unbiased, and you name. I'm gonna give you four cars, and you tell me which order they come in. Big Ball Factor, Jolly Rancher, Johnny Quick, and Kong Jr.
Kong Jr. Best to worst. For what now? What's the what? What they? What I'm
we just trying to see what do you think as far as the number, those cars that we just named, what order should they be in as far as the Grudge Racer, as far as Grudge Racer in the country? I just named you four cars out of different regions. How would you stack them up as the Grudge Car of the Year?
Grudge Car of the Year.
Jolly Rancher. Big Ball Factor, Jolly Rancher, Johnny Quick, and Kong Jr.
Oh, man, that's going to be tight. Well, like we just heard about Jolly Rancher, I would go with Big Ball Factor, Junior, Johnny Quick, and Jolly Rancher.
Okay.
Johnny Rich been doing a lot of racing, but that's just my opinion because I just started knowing about the Jolly Rancher car at the end of the year.
Right. No, that's what we asked. We asked your personal opinion.
I've been hearing about Johnny Quick all year.
Let me see.
Go
Wayne,
ahead,
let me see if I can get Wayne on that. Wayne, did you hear that, Wayne? I know he's got his mic closed, so it works.
Yeah, Johnny.
Can you hear?
Yeah,
did you hear that question? Did you hear that question?
I heard it. Yep.
Give me your order.
I put Kong Jr. number one because he raced way more than Big Ball Factor. I put Ball Factor number two, Johnny Quick, and Johnny Rush.
I agree with that. I give Junior more credit than Ball Factor because Junior have raced more this year. I like that order that he gave. I think I would vote the way Wayne just did.
And that shows the diversity of everyone's knowledge on this, how you can get a list. Like, I myself have never seen Kong at the track, so I couldn't vote on it. That right there shows you how these lists can be the way they are based off just these three people.
Exactly. Now, Larry, how would you call it, Larry?
I would call it the same identical way that Wayne just called it. That's the way I had it.
Mm-hmm.
I would call it Junior. I'd call it Ball Factor, Johnny Quick, and then Jolly Roger.
Has
Ball Factor, I know Ball Factor put in work last year, but has Ball Factor put in any work this year?
Yeah, none that I know of. I think he may have had one race this year. I mean, it was very limited. And then let me tell y'all something about Jolly Rancher. And see, that's the whole thing.
He raced up three times. He would call him twice and he only beat Big Ball Factor.
Okay,
did
so he
raced you this year with? Was that this year?
Yeah, 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in 13.
Yeah. Yeah, he beat King Kong twice in 13, the same day, and then we ran him three times in one day, I think. I think we ran him twice with King Kong and once with Junior. We beat him with Junior, and we lost twice with Kong.
Yeah, but now, what other races, other than that race, that you know he showed up and raced?
I think that was it. I think that's it, Jeff.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I don't think he showed up to a lot of races, and I mean we all know
the white boys tore him up in Macon, didn't they? Or was that last?
No, that was this year. That was this year.
Okay.
That was 13. Yeah, they did whoop him also, and
then he turned around and beat the white boys in the shootout.
Yeah, and he whooped him in the shootout, but they won the Grudge race. So Now, this is going to be a little harder. And see, now this is how you know how it's getting difficult. Let's move to the number three position. And see, when you move to the number three position, watch how much knowledge people have. Okay, you got four cars. You got the underdog car out of Division One. You got Darren from Street King, Division Two. And you got Round and Pound from the Grid, Division Three. And then you have the Predator for Region 4. Now, so let's go back. Second, you started off, and, how would you rank those cars? I'll make sure that you know who they are. You got The Predator. You got Ground and Pound. You got who is that other one? Street King. And then you got Underdog.
Which Street King are you saying? The Street King from Michigan or Street King from somewhere else?
The one from South Carolina.
From Carolina.
Oh.
From Carolina? I would say, in my opinion, I'd say Predator, Ground and Pound, Street King, and then the Underdog.
Whoa.
Wait, how do you
well, I would say Street King. I would say Street King, Ground for Pound, Predator, and then Underdog.
Who had Ground and Pound race? I never who had a race?
And she did three times, one day.
Yeah, they fucked Biz up. And then they did do that. They got a name fucking Biz up. Biz said he made them famous. But let me tell you this. At the World Grand National, they had about four races at the World Grand National. I mean, they have traveled a lot now. They came on right there in Memphis. They got their ass over in Memphis pretty good. They had about three losses in Memphis. They did some travel, and they did some races. So you got to give them the credit for it. And I think that's how they got, they got so high up on the list because they have been traveling. And they've been, and they've been engaging. So that's what we want. Wayne, what did you feel about that list? Wayne?
Yeah. I put Predator, Street King 1, Predator 2, Ground and Pound 3rd, and Underdog 4th.
All right, Larry, what you see? Big Larry.
I put Predator 1, Street King 2, Ground and Pound 3, and Underdog 4.
Now as we get down this list, you'll be amazed that, let me see, once we get out of that list where everybody knows. Now, I'm going to name the next call. Okay. Well, y'all know this one. Okay, Division One, the Menace Mustang, that's King Nate, Butt Naked, Team SBO. This is going to be good. Team SBO and King Scooby. So the choices are King Scooby, Team SBO, Butt Naked,
and the Menace Mustang.
All right, Chuck, it's up with you.
What was this list again for?
This is we're ranking the cars that I'm just naming.
Right.
You name them number 1 through 4 as far as their as Grudge Racer of the Year and the four that you got to pick from.
Mm-hmm.
And this you got the Menace Mustang, you got Butt Naked, you got Team SBO. And you got King Scooby out of Mississippi.
Is that the S10?
Yeah.
Yeah, I say SVO, Butt Naked, Scooby, and then the Menace Mustang, only because I don't know anything about the Menace Mustang.
All right. Come on, who next?
I take the Nemesis.
Who you take, number one? Who's number one?
Nemesis.
I think
who's
number one?
Nemesis.
Wait, I can't hear. The Nemesis Mustang is number one?
Yeah, Nemesis Mustang number one. Can you hear me?
I got you.
Butt Naked number two.
Hey, wait, hold on, y'all. Hold on. If he's saying the Nemesis or the Menace?
Nemesis.
It's Team Nate. It's Team Nate.
No, Team Nate is the Menace. Not the Mustang race you with.
Oh, no. That's what I was talking about. Oh, hell no. Okay, you said who now?
Team Nate owned the Memphis Mustang.
I would go with Butt Naked, SVO, Scooby, and King Nate.
Okay. Who you thought it was, Rick?
I thought it was the damn Mustang that beat up, too. Live action. I thought it was live action now.
Oh, you thought live action. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Larry, what you see, Larry?
I got it the same way, Jay. The same way as we got it.
Oh, I got to get somebody to mix this up. Leon, tell the truth on it, man. Leon, are you out there?
I got Butt Naked. And
go ahead.
Okay, I got Butt Naked. I got what was the other one, Jay? It was Butt Naked.
The Menace Mustang, Butt Naked, and Team SBO, and King Scooby.
Okay. Butt Naked, SBO, King Scooby, and the Menace.
Okay. That's a good list. I like that list right there. I like that list. Let me do one more. I got to do one more, and I got to see how y'all vote on this one. I got one more. All right. Gangsta Lean, Lethal Weapon.
Hey, I ain't get to vote on the last.
Oh, Leon, I'm waiting on you, Leon.
Just say, Leon, I'm fast. I ain't slow. Shit.
Wayne, I didn't want you to vote. You were going to hate on the Menace Mustang. You were going to hate on the Menace Mustang.
No, actually, Jay, I was going to vote, and I was going to confess, because the car that I think should be number one, I refuse to vote for, because I'm a strong advocate for not showing your time. I'm going to leave it at that.
Well, who is your number two, then three, and four?
Butt Naked number two. What was that third car? It was Nate, who else?
Nate, and then King Stupid. King Stupid.
Two was Butt Naked, King 43, and Nate 4.
I just want you to know, I'm going to let Nate know that you voted him last.
Hey, but I voted him number one for never showing up.
All right, listen now. Let's go to the next one. This is one I want to hear how y'all going to – I'm going to see if y'all going to favor the Midwest or you going to favor the damn East Coast. Okay. All right. The Gangsta Lean. Division 1. Division 2 is Lethal Weapon. Division 3 is the Unfriendly Ghost. Division 4, Arkansas Boys. D&D Racing. Now, alright, Chuck, it's on you.
I say Lethal Weapon. I don't know much about the Arkansas Boys or Gangster Lean, so I'd say Lethal Weapon, then Tate. Gangster Lean and the Arkansas Boys.
All right, Larry, you next.
Mark me the same way, Jay.
You going the same way?
Yes, sir.
All right. Wayne, where you at? What you think? The choice is Gangster Lean, Lethal Weapon, Unfriendly Ghost, and Arkansas Boys. Wayne, come on mute.
Lethal Weapon.
Jay, is the Arkansas Boys what's his name? Dirty Red?
No, That's a different team.
Lethal Weapon.
Said,
Arkansas Boys.
Arkansas Boys, Unfriendly Ghost. Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon,
Beat the Weapon, Arkansas Boys, Unfriendly Ghost, and Gangsta Lane.
Now,
Did somebody say Dirty Red owned Arkansas Boys?
Yeah, we said that. Yeah, they ain't Arkansas Boys. Dirty Red owned them. But look, mine is the same as the one. Lethal Weapon, Arkansas Boys, Unfriendly Ghost, and the Gangsta Lean.
Well, you put the Arkansas Boys over the Unfriendly Ghost? Hate the Great.
Yeah. Arkansas Boys did a lot of engaging this. I really wanted to put the Arkansas Boys in front of Lethal Weapon, but the caliper race that Lethal Weapon did, he raced the Candy Cane car, and then he raced Cold Killer. That kind of pushed me a little bit more of him being first, but I really wanted to put the Arkansas Boys in front of him because they did a whole lot of grudge racing, too. They ran Scooby 2 or 3 times. They ran Eyes 2 or 3 times. They ran Pole Boy Racing, Squirrel and John Woo with them a couple times. So he raced a lot, you know. So I really wanted to put him one, but the caliber race that Lethal Weapon had, I put him one.
Yeah, he have had some. But now, mostly, how many grudge races did he have this year? Because he participated mostly in he did a lot of shootouts.
But not only did he race the shootout,
he was running the shootout. Yeah, he won the shootout. But I think the race that he had, Grudge race, was when he ran the Candy Cane car, we beat him, and when a Cold Killer beat him. I think those are the only two Grudge races I can recall. Now, he won a lot of shootouts, too.
And what is the all right, now, I'm going back to the top 100 list. The top 100 list, and I'm going to give the top 10, and y'all tell me who is missing. And we talk about the top 10 grudge races in the country, and we talk about small town only now. And it's King Kong, the Great White, Fade the Black, Jolly Rancher, Junior, King Kong Jr., Johnny Quick, Street King Darren, Butt Naked, Lethal Weapon, Turbo Tim. Now, for 2013, start with Chucky. Who do you think should have been in the top 10, and who you think maybe should not have been in the top 10? And now we ain't trying to get no argument with nobody. You just tell me who you think should be in the top 10. We won't take nobody out. If you know, anybody that you can think of other than the ones that's in, don't worry about who you take out because we don't want nobody to start no damn argument. But who do you think that should be in the top 10 in the country now? We're not talking about region at this point. Chuck, are you there? All right. Is anybody there?
Jay, I'm here. I'm here, Jay.
Okay, y'all. I got pulled into the room, private room there. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, Jay. Yeah.
All right. Wick, I'm starting with you, Wick, because Brian got dropped. Wick, who do you think should, that we get, of the top 10 that I just named, who do you think should be added to the? Now, we talked about the top 10 grudge racers in the country. And we ain't going to take nobody out, but just of the ones I just named, who do you think belong in the top 10 that's not in the top 10?
Big Wayne, for one. I think he should have been in the top 10.
Okay.
I want to say that Nemesis Mustang, but they hadn't had a lot of grudge races. That's the only thing. But
when you said Nemesis, you're thinking about live action, right?
Right, live action, yeah.
Okay.
Guys, the race, some guys, I had to just keep them around most feared, I guess, because they didn't do a lot of grudge racing.
Right.
I say Big Wayne, Small Tie. I don't know. That might be about right, Jay. I'll say Big Wayne. That's the only one I can think of right now.
All right, so the top 10, you would add Big Wayne to it. So that's not bad. That's not bad. The list really good.
He did a little engaging.
I agree with you. All right, Larry, what you think? Larry, you there? I don't know. We had a lot of calls to drop here for a minute. I don't know what happened there for a second. Let me see who on. Let me look at this thing again.
I'm still here, Jay. I was just on mute.
Okay. Who would you add? I gave you who's on the top 10, and I'm going to call them out again because I want everybody to have their props. The Great White, King Kong, Fade to Black, Jolly Rancher, Kong Jr., Johnny Quick, Darren, or Street King, Butt Naked, Lethal Weapon, and Turbo Tim. Now, the question I'm asking is, who would you add to the top 10 that's not in it now?
Okay, let's see. Let me think.
I would have to add the Nemesis. I'd have to add Nemesis. I'd have to add...
That's live action, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, live action. That's the only one I would add, Jay. I would add Nemesis. I would have to put Nemesis in it.
Okay, so as of now, we got potentially two additional people to add.
Sit down, Keith.
Hold on. Let's see this damn text there.
I need to get that back. Remember the bag is about to put these tools.
Open Wayne's mic. Wayne's mic ain't open. I want him to hold.
Yeah.
He open Wayne's mic for me?
The mic be in the car.
I'm here, Jay.
Wayne, did you hear the did you hear the question?
No, my car had dropped.
Okay. Of the top ten cars in the country, which cars would you add? Now, the only car that Wick said that he would add. The only car that Wick said he would add to the top 10, Wick said he would add you in the top 10. And Larry said the only car he would add was maybe the live action car. So what car that's not in the top 10 now do you think should be in the top 10, if any?
Top 10? I will probably
top 10 in the nation now. We're talking about top 10 in the nation.
Right. Small Tie, right?
Oh.
I'd say both of them. You know what I mean? I'd say both of them. Myself. Probably tied at 10 or somebody.
You have both?
I feel like live action, you know what I mean, because of the caliber of racing they have, and even though they had a lot of grudge racing, it was one of the most feared cars.
That's the same thing that Wick said, that he wouldn't put them in the top 10, but he was grudge racing, but he would put them in as the most feared top 10.
So you can make the top 10 not having a grudge race.
And that's what
ran
that's
the shootout. No, they had grudge races, Kimos. But did Johnny Quick have a grudge race, or he just had all shootouts? That's what I'm trying to see. Johnny a bad motherfucker.
I was his only grudge race.
Johnny got to kind of grudge race that car more to be in the top 10 now. He
Now, he did win a lot of shootouts. He did win a lot of shootouts, but are y'all going off the shootouts or the grudge races?
Now, we're not trying to take nobody out. We're just trying to say who's missing that should be in the top 10.
I understand that, Jay, I understand that, but I'm asking the question, is this going off of this racing period or grudge races?
Well, we grudge race now. We grudge race. That's what we do. So we got to always keep true to who we are. So it's got to be about everything that we do. Got to be about grudge racing. Anything else is just a side.
That's why I asked y'all that question earlier. Timo asked you and Wade and Brian y'all. That's why I asked y'all that. I just didn't want to put nobody's name out there when I said it at the time.
Now, because I was just saying, now Johnny beat a lot of motherfuckers' ass up here, but they were in our hat races. But he is a bad motherfucker now.
Well, see, I think a lot of times though, when he did that, he got a lot of press because he did whoop a lot of folks, and that's what had his name ringing so much. You know, I tell you somebody that I had. What about the executioner? You know, you hear his name a little bit. Go ahead.
See, Johnny did the same thing the executioner did. I think they ran all shootouts though.
Okay.
There's some bad motherfuckers. I ain't take nothing away from them.
You know, you just hear every now and then you hear a little bit about the executioner, but you don't really, like you said, when it comes to, I guess that's why we don't hear. You hear only when certain things happen, like a shootout come about, and that's when you hear that name. But you know, again,
but Johnny Quick won more shootouts than him.
Well, is the executioner all hat racer, or is he a grudge racer in training, or what?
No, he grudge raced more than Johnny because I think he raced Mark Frank, and I'm not sure who else he raced.
So he do grudge racer.
Yeah.
So have he been overlooked? Have he been overlooked, or is it fair that he's not in it?
50-50. He been overlooked, but it was his first year back out racing in a few years, and other than going to Valdosta, he didn't go nowhere else, you know what I mean? So a lot of people really just don't know about him, like we know about him up here. So he's definitely overlooked.
Now that's another thing too. That'll tell you a lot about a racer. Did he show up for grudge races? Did he show up for grudge races, or do he, you know, that says a lot now, you know. A grudge racer is going to show up at grudge races.
I go to grudge races, and I put the shootout section. Mm-hmm. Some people go to the things and just put the shootout and put grudge races section. So I guess the heat is on.
Say that again, huh? Say it again.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what were you saying? Wait,
I'm here. You know, some people prefer to shoot out some more. Me, when I go to a grudge race, I'm going to grudge race first.
Right.
That shootout's just second for me. Grudge race is more popular for me.
But it says something. It says something about the personality when you go back and actually voting and looking at to determine where a person, you know, where they really stand. A person who shows up who shows up at a lot of hat races or heads up or index races, it tell you a little bit about the personality of the team. That's all I'm saying.
Well, see, one thing about Massachusetts, he have a lot of input on a lot of these guys' grudge racing cars up here. So, you know, he kind of like a tuner, too, you know.
Okay.
But I will say this, Jay. I think it's a lot of cars. I think the boys out south, that might give us some. We don't want y'all to give us no respect. We're gonna take that shit this year.
Wayne, on let's get a talk. Let's get a chance to talk about Detroit and Never Scared. Let's use this last little moment, these moments, to discuss that. Wayne, on your list, 2014 list, if you name 10 cars that you want to do business with in 2014, from first to last, name the 10 cars that you know of today that you would want to do business with in 2014.
And when you say business, you mean as far as engagement, right?
Right.
All right. I
have
to put Timo number 1.
Timo number 1.
Johnny Quick number 2.
Okay. Johnny Quick.
Chad number 3.
Who was number 3?
Chad.
I can't hear the number 3. Did y'all hear number 3?
Chad.
Okay, Chad.
Chad.
Okay,
Chad.
Okay, Chad.
A car really can't speak on. Who's the driver of the car you can't speak on?
Little Tony, I can't tell you who's driving the car, but I'm hoping
Little Tony's here.
I'm not expecting to see the Bumblebee this year.
I'm friendly ghost.
And that's it for me right now, Jay. I don't go farther than that with you.
Okay. All right.
And I gotta go with this because I'm working on this too loud.
Okay. Let's see who Brian Davis. Brian, who your top at least 5? I don't know if we ever got Brian back on. Wick, you see that? And my board is. Can y'all still hear me? Because my board is down, and Kevin ain't telling me nothing. Kevin, you there?
I'm here, Jay. You hear me? Jay.
Wick, can you hear me, Wick?
I'm here, Jay.
Rick, with the Kong car, 2014, with the Kong car, with King Kong, what the top
five?
Jay,
this Leon.
Leon.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you can answer that question, Leon. What five cars that you want to do business with in 2014, Leon?
Five cars I want to do business with. First car I want to do business with would be Street King now, which that's gold digging. I want to rematch with gold digging.
Okay.
Wayne ain't going to launch it, but I want Wayne.
You won't never scare Wayne?
Huh?
You might never scare Wayne?
Yeah.
Okay.
Me and Tony Bynes locked in, so Tony Bynes, number three.
Okay.
And Red Hot, number four.
Who number four?
Red Hot.
Oh, okay. You want to trouble at Red Hot, huh?
I'm going to break his back. Put some water on him.
All right, you got one more?
That's the only four I think of right now. That's who I'm entitled. I'm a wrestle with this year.
All right, I'm trying to get to Wick. Your King Kong car. Name the people that you let do something to in 2014.
Damn. I don't know who all on, Jay. Wick, you there?
I thought he was on. I heard him.
Yeah, Wick on.
Went down.
Wick is on. Uncle Larry on. Wick on. Leon on. Kid is on from Chicago.
Well, let's go ahead. What time is it? It's late.
It's 10:07. It's
10:07, Dave. Let's get some closing statements, and I'm ready to go home. So, Larry, who top on the list? Larry. Kevin.
Yes.
Call out who the top man is as we come down just with the mics open, just the ones with the mics open, and ask him for the final thoughts.
All right, final thoughts, Kid in Chicago. Kid in Chicago, final thoughts.
I thought we said Kid that went to sleep.
Yeah. Leon, your mic is open. Leon, your final thoughts. Leon, your final thoughts.
Move on down. Let's end this show. Right, everybody go.
Hey, Wick, your final thoughts, man. We got
let's get the damn
lab.
Yeah, let's get the lab. Larry, you got the final thought.
Yeah, good show tonight, man. The only thing I'm scared of, let's please don't get us none of them fucked up DVDs, y'all, please.
Other than that, good show, Jay. And I'll see y'all on the next one.
All right, listen, I appreciate everybody coming on. I appreciate my engineer for helping me out. And, again, what we're trying to do, and if we do something wrong, all you got to do is pick up the phone and call us. We don't mind working on anything that we need to improve on. But the goal is to bring us together and to move us together and forward. That being said, Kevin, you can hit that little red button for me, and we can be out of here.
Good night.
Good night.